at 303-477-CARE. That's 303-477-2273. Call 303-477-CARE.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
The word the family was dreading.
We recovered the remains of PFC Joseph Anzac.
The House votes on Iraq dollars.
Funding the war without conditions Democrats earlier insisted on.
Capitol Hill fuel fight.
The oil companies have the consumer over a barrel.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. There is no more doubt. The military has confirmed the body pulled from the Euphrates River yesterday is that of PFC Joseph Anzac Jr., one of three soldiers who disappeared May the 12th. Back home in Torrance, California, Aunt Debbie says the family is grieving.
We love him. We love him. They're alive and always will be.
CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman in Baghdad says it's the worst kind of deja vu.
This is actually the second time Anzac's family has been through this sort of anguish. Last month, before he went missing, a very strong rumor reached his hometown that he had been killed. The community definitely believed it. In fact, the U.S. military even pulled Anzac off the battlefield to call his parents to let them know he was okay. They were hoping for a second miracle. They didn't get it.
The search goes on for Anzac's two buddies, Private Byron Foughty and Specialist Alex Jimenez. In Jackson, Michigan, for Carol Hibner, Foughty's great aunt, there's the fear of the worst.
I thought I maybe never seeing him again and getting another hug.
The worst has already arrived for the families of two more American soldiers, the latest to die in Iraq. And for the Iraqi people, more carnage in the form of a car bomb in Fallujah today. At least 21 have been killed and 50 wounded. The House is poised to approve a war funding bill that's been politically explosive. Here's CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
Despite backing away from their main objective, a timeline to bring troops home, Democratic leaders like Rahm Emanuel try to put the best face on today's bill.
I view this as the beginning of the end of the president's policy on Iraq.
Democrat David Obey says political realities force their retreat, but opposition to the war in Congress is growing and this isn't over.
We intend to continue that fight on every vehicle available to us.
That includes future funding bills, which will be coming up this summer, since this $100 billion will only pay for the war in Iraq through the end of September.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Anti-war groups are stepping up the pressure, not just on Republicans, but on the Democrats who took control of Congress by promising to deal with Iraq.
Truly perplexing why the Democratic leaders would let the president have 99% of what he wanted in this bill when they have such a strong mandate from the country.
MoveOn.org's executive director Eli Pariser, his and other groups are reminding Democrats they expect them to vote no on this funding bill because it doesn't bring troops home.
With gas prices through the roof, Congress acts to put the pinch on gouging. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer for the details.
Nick, House passed legislation would ban gasoline price gouging.
They tip the consumer upside down. The oil companies do when they shake money out of the pockets of consumers at the pump.
Massachusetts Democrat Edward Markey. Opponents, though, said the measure was vague. The bill's already running on empty since the White House says the president would veto it. The administration and industry analysts blame the high prices on demand and refinery problems. The New York Times reports the push for biofuels has many oil companies reconsidering or reducing plans for new refineries. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The forecast is for very crowded skies this summer, so the FAA is expanding a strategy designed to cut down on storm delays. CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes explains.
They're testing new software that enables them for the first time to identify which flights will go through bad weather and which flights won't. In the past, for example, if there was bad weather near Boston, they might stop all flights going into Boston, even when a flight coming from the north or the south might not go through the bad weather at all.
Credit card fine print got you down? Help is on the way. Live to CBS's Peter King.
If the Fed has its way, you won't need a magnifying glass to read some of the most important information that comes in your statement. Things like late payment charges, interest rates. The Federal Reserve wants credit card companies to put it all in larger, bolder print. And it wants them to itemize some things like charges you have to pay for various services. The Fed says changes aren't final. More could come. Nick?
It's 4 past the hour.
For all your home improvement needs, Lowe's. Let's build something together.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A teenage girl whose mother was found dead in the trunk of her car at her Lafayette home will stand trial for first-degree murder, along with her boyfriend, who prosecutors say did the actual killing. A Boulder judge ruling there is enough evidence for 15-year-old Tess Dam and her boyfriend Brian Grove to be tried as adults for murder one and the death of 52-year-old Linda Dam earlier this year. A federal judge has sentenced the first of 10 members of a radical environmental group to 13 years in prison for a number of fires, including one that completely destroyed the Vail Ski Resort in 1998. Stanislaus Meyerhoff faced 30 years behind bars, but the judge reduced that, citing his cooperation with authorities. Chelsea Gerlach, another suspect who pled guilty, will be sentenced tomorrow. And a Greeley jury has acquitted a woman of criminal charges for leaving dog feces in a political mailing at the office of Republican Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave. 64-year-old Kathleen Entz argued that placing the dog doo in a foyer of Musgrave's Greeley office was a form of speech protected by the First Amendment. The jury agreed. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, pretty good drive around the metro area. Wet highways, though, especially if you're on I-25, C-470 on the south side. Usual traffic formation southbound 25 through Thornton and North Glen. Do have major problems, though, on I-25 south of Denver. Low-lying fog through Castle Rock, making for a tough drive. Tougher still around Larkspur. That's where traffic is being diverted. At the Larkspur exit, southbound I-25, that's due to icy conditions, more fog, and a big rig crash. Northbound not doing much better. We have another mishap reported on that side. You can expect backups in both directions, but traffic is really stacked southbound. Again, that's southbound I-25 near Larkspur. In the high country, we've had a major rollover crash westbound I-70 at Floyd Hill, so drive with caution through there. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and warmer with a high of 67.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one, because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-406-3375. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-406-3375. 1-800-406-3375.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1438 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1438. 1-800-339-1438.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-322-1883. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD, only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-322-1883. 1-800-322-1883. 1-800-322-1883.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-796-9941. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-796-9941. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-796-9941. That's 1-800-796-9941.
We don't get one. I don't get any vacation until the week of July the 5th. What about you, John?
That's not true. You're taking Monday off. That's a vacation.
Yeah, that's one day. Okay. But I don't get any prolonged time
well,
off.
I took a few days off back in, the end of March to go to Albuquerque and Kansas City. And my next vacation day will be the 4th of June, a golf day at the Colorado Golf Club. And then I'm taking Monday the 25th off after 3 days of widespread panic. I need a recovery day.
So no prolonged vacation in there.
No prolonged vacation until September when I'm going to go to Atlanta for probably a week for one of my really good friends is getting married. I've never been east of the Mississippi, man, so I can't wait to, go to Atlanta. Furthest east I've ever been, I think, is like Dallas.
Well, I've been to Atlanta a bunch of times. I almost took a job there once at a station that no longer exists. It's a country music station owned by Shearing Plow, WPLO. I don't get anything until the week of July the 5th, in which Mary and I are going as the guests of J-Lo Racing to the Brumos Rolex Grand Am 250 at Daytona. So that's one vacation. Then I have another one coming up the week of August the 14th, 15th, and I'm going to Birmingham, Alabama, to the Barber Motorsports Park to learn how to drive race cars.
You should do a gearhead show here on the weekends.
I would if they'd let me.
I bet they would, man.
And then, let's see, that's it. That's all for the entire summer.
So all your vacations are kind of like centered around some motorsports type.
Yeah, this year they are. This year they are.
And no trips to Vegas at all this year?
No, so far none. Mary's going to the, leaving a couple of weeks ago to the Great Smoky Mountains with our nephew Eli and a bunch of other kids. And so she's going to do that in a couple of weeks. But other than that, no. Oh, and then she's going, and then she's going to Washington, D.C. with Eli. And he's going to see the Capitol. But no other vacations other than that. And I know that every once in a while I get listeners who will say, you take too many vacations. I haven't been anywhere in almost a year unless you want to count the fact that I sat home after my operation.
I think what they mean by that is when we do a topic that they don't necessarily like,
right,
that's taking a vacation.
Yeah, well, that's too bad. Okay, I want to get into a couple of quick things here. I had a couple of people send me emails about this story. And this is a typical example where you don't get the whole thing. And people cherry-pick information and then put that out into the mainstream media. And then it echoes around all over the place. And there's nobody really to come forward and set the record straight. If you take Media Matters or have been to MediaMatters.org, then you know that this is out there. But I need to read this. I need to read a little bit of it anyway. Media blast Edwards for speech fee, but omitted Giuliani's speeches and Edwards' explanation. Several media figures have attacked Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards for receiving $55,000 fee for a January 2006 speech at the University of California, Davis, as first reported in a May 21st entry to the San Francisco Chronicle's politics blog. In several cases, they have not also mentioned reports that Republican presidential contender Rudy Giuliani charged Oklahoma State University $100,000 for a speech he delivered in 2006 and an additional $47,000 for the use of a private jet, as Media Matters for America has noted. Moreover, several left out the response by the Edwards campaign, which asserted that UC Davis offset the cost through sponsorship and ticket sales to the event. As Media Matters noted on May 22nd edition of CNN's Situation Room, CNN senior political correspondent Candy Crowley, who's got to be one of the ugliest women on TV, reported that Edwards' campaign claimed it was a paid speech, but there were tickets for it, somewhere between $17.50 for students and about $40 for adults, so it paid for itself. According to UC Davis, Robert Margrit and Mondavi Center for Performing Arts, tickets for the speech range from $17.50 to $45. The entry on the Chronicle's politics blog noted that he spoke to a crowd of 1,787, meaning that if everyone paid admission ticket sales, they would have brought in somewhere between $31,272 and $80,415. Okay, how come that wasn't on the crawler on MSNBC either last night or the night before last, and how come the majority of the media never reported that? And I'll tell you something else. The Democrats face this Iraq war vote today. We talked about it extensively yesterday on the show. And I'll tell you something. Do you know who gave the best response, the absolute best response to all of this? I thought. Just my opinion. John Edwards. Hillary Clinton had nothing to say yesterday. She said, I'll say something when I have something to say. And Barack Obama said, I have to read it. Now, on one hand, that's not such a bad answer. But Edwards' answer was better. And I have to tell you, as a strong supporter of Barack Obama, I found myself watching Edwards talk about this, and I found myself thinking, you know, this guy would be a good president. Now, we have a split deal going on in our household. I'm backing Barack. Mary wants John Edwards. And I shifted a little bit to Edwards' side last night when I heard him say that, because he didn't hesitate for a second. He didn't give any kind of explanation. He just said what he thought. This is it. This is where I stand. And I thought, you know, that's pretty cool. So if you're a John Edwards fan, score one for John last night. Also, later on this morning, we're going to talk about George W. Bush and the intelligence that he released yesterday, which, you know, brings up a couple of points, that intelligence. Didn't the administration say here not too long ago that we had significantly interrupted Al-Qaeda's operations? Now, George W. Bush stands on an aircraft carrier, on a boat yesterday, in front of a Coast Guard class, And he says they're still a threat. Okay, which one is it? Have we interrupted what's going on there, or is he still a threat? We'll talk about that this morning. Also, we'll get back on the gas subject, because the government is due to release figures. President Bush has said that he may veto the gas gouging bill, and we're all paying at the nose at the pump. So we'll talk about all of that. I've also got some other stories, too, that are kind of interesting that we'll talk about. And we got Ken Salazar. Senator Ken Salazar will be here at 8:30. We'll ask him about the following. The Iraq war vote. I'm sure we won't have much time with him. The Iraq war vote. And also, immigration. And if I get a chance, I'll have him restate his position about Alberto Gonzalez. 8:20. We only wish.
Regular folks love a bargain. Regular folks work hard for their dough.
Join Curious Theater Company for a world premiere so big it could only be Malmart the Musical. That's right, Malmart the Musical. A new comic musical that breaks out of the big box, always. Half-price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. Can't remember? Google Curious Theater Denver. Get bargain tickets to Malmart, the musical, at curioustheater.org/radio.
The freeway temporarily blocked through there due to a major semi-crash. Hazmat headed down there. We do have possible multiple wrecks and slide-offs, actually, on the northbound lanes as well. So this whole area is definitely going to be a major problem for you. Southbound I-25 right now backed up for at least a mile. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and warm with a high of 67 currently. Partly cloudy, 38. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Learn how to make your yard stand out. Speak to the Home Depot certified nursery consultants and find easy-to-grow Vigoro flowers. Look for the freshest plants from local growers every week. For all your gardening needs, at the Home Depot, you can do it. We can help.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
We're painting? Seriously?
Emma, painting is family fun.
Yeah, we'll get you a cute little painter's hat.
Yeah, blue tape.
Mm-hmm, your own roller.
A mixing stick.
And you can paint your room any color you like.
There's a deal on paint, isn't there?
There's never been a better time to paint. Right now, get $5 off all 1 gallon cans and $20 off all 5 gallon buckets of Behr paints and stains by mail-in rebate. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Good through May 28th in U.S. only. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
6:22, 22 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Think about things that have become obsolete in our lifetime. VCRs have been replaced by TiVos and DVRs. Ataris replaced by Xbox and Xbox 360. I haven't used my Xbox 360 in a long time. And glasses are being replaced by normal vision. Icon LASIK Center, they know, and they know you know, that corrective vision is not some far-off futuristic dream. It's happening now, and Icon's experienced surgeons want to help make your glasses obsolete, too. Icon can do it for as little as $4.99 per eye, and Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable LASIK procedures since 1999. Icon has financing available for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. Plus Icon's also has the Icon also has the newest technology like Intralase and bladeless LASIK. Learn more about all of your options with Icon LASIK Center by calling them at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001 or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter Denver.com.
If you think running your own business is too difficult, think again. Cindy V used to clean houses for a living. In only 8 months of working at home with HomeBiz1.com, she now makes over $20,000 a month.
I actually made about $1,200 my very first month in the business. Obviously, now it's well over 10 times that.
Tori came from the corporate world, working over 10 hours a day. Now she works from home and makes over $15,000 a month with just a few hours at her computer. Linda always wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. Because of HomeBiz1.com, she makes more than $10,000 a month.
I have a business that allows me to be a full-time stay-at-home mom. I can work from home and actually bring in a six-figure income.
So, find out how you can earn a full-time income working part-time at home. Just log on to HomeBiz1.com.
Order your free exciting DVD that gives you all the details.
There's no cost or obligation, shipping not included. Start enjoying life. Log on to HomeBiz1.com right now.
That's HomeBiz1.com.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Time.
Return the sender. Return the sender.
Brother.
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it.
Return the sender. Address unknown. No such
tranquilizers.
No jelly
donuts at home. Okay, it's 6:25, 25 minutes after 6. Elvis this morning, at least part of the time, for Gina. That's Elvis with the Jordanaires. You know who I used to get drunk with and do all other kinds of nefarious chemicals with, and God knows if he's still alive, is Hilton Hawkins. Hilton Hawkins was the son of Hoyt Hawkins, who was one of the Jordanaires, and Hilton Hawkins worked for the old Universal record label, United Artists, which at that time had Crystal Gayle and Don Williams and a bunch of other people. And yes, Hilton and I altered our consciousness many times with chemicals and alcohol in Nashville and various other places. Hilton, I hope the hell you're still alive. I never hear from those people anymore. I don't know where they are. I haven't talked to them in years. All right, 6:26, 26 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I've got this stuff that I should get into, but you know something? I really don't want to get into it. Look at how it is outside this morning. It's really nice out there. Gee, can we call the show off and just go outside and screw around?
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I got to go train today. I got to go.
Who wants to talk about all the troubles of the world when it's so beautiful outside?
I know it. I got to go to the gym today.
Ugh.
With Keith.
Ugh. Private Marvin.
No, he doesn't say that.
T50.
No, he doesn't say that. He is at the Matrix. But you know what he does do? He will say, sir.
I'd like We should go video it and put it up on the internet.
If you would, sir.
You let us record it and put it up on the internet?
Yeah, sure. You want to bring a camera? Go ahead and bring it.
That'd be awesome.
I don't care. And I still, to this day, do not get, and I run into people who tell me this all the time. Maybe listening, you're one of these people. Oh, I go work out. I feel so good afterwards. I get a buzz off of it. Even Mary's starting to say it to me. I get a buzz off of it. How come I don't get a buzz? I don't get anything off of it. Except I was sore for like two or three days afterwards the second time, but I didn't get anything off of it at all. How does that work? See, explain to me this. Explain to me this. Why is it that everything we like in life is bad for us, and everything that is good for us, we don't like? I mean, have you ever thought about this? Have you ever sat back and thought about this? And I could name a ton of stuff that goes into that category. Food. How many of us have weight problems? How many of us are obese? There is bad food, there is junk food everywhere. But you have to admit something. Junk food tastes good. I haven't had junk food since December the 29th. But I'll admit to you, it tastes good. Doesn't junk food taste good? John, do you think junk food tastes good?
Yeah. I
love
it.
Of course it does.
Okay,
there's one thing. You like it, but it's bad for you. We talked about this yesterday. I've been talking about this on the air for weeks. Automobile engines. Fuel-powered vehicles are seductive. They make noise. And we love noise. I mean, even as little kids, we like noise, right? Doesn't Carson like noise?
Yeah, both my boys love loud stuff.
Yeah, sure. So you love that, and then the smell's kind of funky, and we dig them, but you know what? They're bad for us. Sex. Now, is any adult going to tell any other adult, and I'm not talking about children, but is any adult going to tell any other adult they don't like sex? Nah, sex. I don't really care for it.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, sure. Right? Don't most of us, and I don't care what you're, yeah, except for our wives. No, that's not true. John said that, Stacy and Mary. I don't care what your sexual orientation is, okay? We like sex. But we're always torn when it comes to telling young people about sex. Wait till you're married, and it's not it's irresponsible, and it's not very good, and you need to wait till you're married, and and then we go into this whole thing, right? Okay, but then, and this didn't happen to me, but I know it happened to a lot of people. Okay, but then, when you do get married, and then you finally have sex, then you realize that your parents lied to you, that this is the best thing going in the world. And not only that, you can't get enough of it. Well, most guys feel that way, don't they? You can't get enough of it. So, here's mom and dad telling you, wait until you're married, and it's not really good for you. And they're into all that, and then you have sex for the first time, and you say, mom and dad are nuts. Right? Isn't that true? Or do you think I'm lying about that, John?
No, I think you're absolutely 100% correct. I mean, it's probably some people's first experience, not everybody's. You can't say 100% everybody, their first sexual experience is great.
Hey, listen, your worst sexual experience is better than no sexual experience.
Yeah, I've admitted to you before, I think I said it on the air.
I'm talking about if it's cooperative. I'm not talking about violence against women or, pornography or kids and stuff like that.
But I wouldn't know, but from what I assume and understand, it's probably pretty painful for women their first time. So maybe it's just a male thing. Maybe it's a guy thing.
No. Okay. I'm looking at it from a man's perspective. So you've got all that stuff.
I didn't know what I was doing my first time. Did you? I was in the seventh grade.
No, I don't think so, man. I was too young.
And it's not like I had anybody sit down and tell me, here's how you do it.
Oh, no, my parents never discussed it.
Yeah, so it's like, you got to figure it out by yourself.
The other thing is, here's the other thing. Nudity. What man doesn't like, unless your orientation is different? Okay, and then that's a... All right, what person doesn't really like looking at the naked human body? Right? I like naked women. But yet, and I was having a discussion yesterday at lunch about this with a couple of guys. The difference between the United States and Europe. Have you ever seen any European television commercials?
Extremely racy.
Okay. You could never get away with that here. And on top of that, any kind of public nudity of any kind here is verboten. Look at the whole thing with the statue in Loveland. There's one example right there. Remember that? And I heard Rachel Maddow refer to this the other day, and she's right. What about John Ashcroft and John Ashcroft's assistant who covers up the statues in the Justice Department hallway there or the wherever it was in whatever federal building it was in Washington because, their endowments were showing. Or as I used to call them back in the old days. Well, I'm not going to say what I used to call them back in the old days on the air, but anyway, okay? So, what's the deal there? Don't look. And then, there's the old thing about, you do that too much, you'll go blind. Okay, does anybody want to call me at 303-713-7600 and tell me that you have vision problems because of that? Or, like people look at Latino immigrants as being all illegal or Muslims as being all terrorists, Maybe we should figure that all men who wear glasses obviously had problems when they were 13 or 14, and now they can't see. Gina, you have any comments about any of this stuff? Everything that's good for you, Gina, is bad for you.
It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
You don't want to confront it. But it's true. I mean, you can look at anything. I mean, anything you want to name in life, anything that's good for you is really bad for you. And there's just some irony to that. And it's like, okay, if you believe in God, then God must have just designed it that way, or something must have worked, made it that way, so that that's the way it is. So that, what is good for you? What is it that you really like that's good for you?
I think all that's true. I agree with you, but I think if in moderation, okay. I mean, yeah, God made things beautiful, made things pleasurable, but in moderation. If you go to one extreme, probably, or the other, then you're not going to be balanced, and that's where it gets.
Well, yeah, but I'm not even talking about extremes. I'm just talking about pursuit. Here's something else that doesn't make sense. Why would God create such a wonderful, beautiful place? Assuming there's a God, because I'm not sure. Like Earth, and then give his children the ability to destroy it.
Free choice.
Yeah.
He expected us to be good stewards,
but everybody,
though.
But everybody invokes free choice into that, and then, but then there's areas where they'll revoke free choice and say, wait a minute, you don't have free choice.
Yeah, but we're supposed to be responsible. We're supposed to be good stewards with what was given. And
then maybe that definition is too open. Maybe what means good steward to one person means something else entirely to another. Because if that's true, then how could you be a true believer in the Bible, God, or any of that other stuff, and then think it would be okay to destroy the earth?
Well, I think that a lot of Christian conservatives don't believe that. I mean, they do believe that we have a responsibility to take care of the earth.
I'm not talking about Christian conservatives. I'm talking about people of all faiths, particularly people of Western faiths.
Okay.
I mean, it's not just Christian conservatives. They're not the only ones here. You know, there's all kinds of people, and I don't know. There's just all these ironies about this, and there are no answers to any of this kind of stuff. So why is stuff that's so good, why is it always so bad for you? The example being fast food, sex, nudity.
Fast cars.
Anything you can talk. Well, you're right. Anything you want to bring up. I mean, anything you want to bring up that you can derive any kind of pleasure from, somehow in the end ends up being bad in some way or another. And everything that's supposed to be good for you, eat your carrots, eat your peas, eat your Brussels sprouts. Oh, God. I mean, is there anybody out there who's going to call and tell us they like Brussels sprouts? You know, all right, eat your Brussels sprouts. Well, that's all really good for you. And, you know, here's the biggest one. Exercise.
Oh, I know.
Oh, it's good for you. No.
Yeah.
You know what? It sucks. I hate it. I hate every freaking minute of it. But yet, there are people out there who will say, oh, but it's so exhilarating. Well, yeah, so is choking yourself for 5 minutes.
I agree. I never look forward to it.
Okay. Yeah, I got to do it today. So I just wonder what the irony is there. I wonder if there's some kind of cruel underlying joke there that we don't understand at this particular point. We don't understand the punchline at this particular point. We just it's there, but we don't understand what it is. And maybe somebody out there does understand what the punchline is. And if they do, I'd certainly like to know it. 303-713-7600. Okay, and I'm talking about everything, and particularly our attitude towards nudity too. Like, don't you like to look at good-looking men naked? No, I'm not trying to be nasty. I'm trying to be truthful. I mean, artists used to draw that stuff. Look at Michelangelo, the Sistine Chapel. I mean, all that stuff is considered to be, you know.
Yeah, the Statue of David.
Yeah.
We're born naked. We weren't born with clothes on.
I think it's beautiful, but I don't think women are wired the same way, so we don't have the same visual response that you do. But, yes, I think it's beautiful.
Okay. I'm not a woman, so I don't know. At least I'm not a woman yet. I'm thinking about it. But but if you get on this radio station and you say, oh, man, look at her. She is hot. She is beautiful. Then you get emails and you get calls from people. What do you mean by that? Well, it's the same thing as looking at a Jackson Pollock or a Clifford Still or an Edward Keenholz or a Big Daddy Ed Roth or anybody else you can bring up. And you look at it and you go like, oh, boy. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, Michelangelo is definitely beautiful. I mean, I reserve my eyes for my husband. I'll just say that. I don't make a practice of leering it.
No, but if you went to the Sistine Chapel, what are you saying? You wouldn't look?
Oh no, of course. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Why not? Hey, because you look at the menu doesn't mean you have to order the entree. All right, 6:41, 41 minutes after the hour. Let's find out what's going on with traffic on this good-looking morning.
All right. Well, beautiful here around the metro area. You don't have any real worries at all. Where we have the trouble is, of course, in the high country. Going out into Jefferson County, we had a wreck westbound I-70. It's on the ramp from westbound I-70 to Evergreen Parkway. Single vehicle there. We've had a rollover eastbound I-70 right at Floyd Hill in the high country. And we're still dealing with these major delays. Southbound I-25 near Larkspur down south. That's where we had an earlier crash involving semis. We've had fog, icy conditions, lots of slide-offs in that area. So you really want to avoid that stretch of the highway if you can. Weather today, partly cloudy, warm, high of 67. Currently, partly cloudy and 38. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Did you know you can get your photos developed at your neighborhood King Supers while you shop? And right now, anytime you spend $25 or more.
Research shows sleep deprivation can cause hallucinations. But you're not imagining things when we say the mattress sale is going on now at Sears. Get 50% off Sealy, Serta, and Searsopedic mattresses. Plus 10% off all brands. Even free delivery after mail-in rebate on mattress purchases over $4.99. The Sears mattress sale is not a hallucination. That big purple gopher sitting next to you is. Excludes Stearns and Foster clearance, closeout outlet stores, and crib mattresses. Free standard delivery. Outside local delivery area, customer pays an additional charge. Rebate values, local areas, and additional charges vary. Maximum rebate value, $65. Sale and offer ends 6/2/07.
Psst. Hey, you at the computer. I have a secret. You can find out how much you're worth. No, really. Do you know if you're getting paid too little or too much? Do you demand a raise or do you hug your boss? Visit payscale.com or click on the banner in your media player. In just a few minutes, you'll be staring at a free salary report. If knowledge is power, then you're about to be a huge, powerful power person. Free. Accurate. Who knew? Find out what you're worth. Payscale.com.
You walk into CC's because it's today. And today, you long for freedom. Freedom to pile your plate high. To load it with pizza and pasta topped off with a hefty slice of, oh yeah. Today, not tomorrow, because tomorrow's always a day away. Do the math. That's infinity, my friend. So welcome to CC's, the endless pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert buffet for under $5. Almost too good to be true.
Visit ccspizza.com for locations. Prices may vary.
Your car from 0 to 120 in record time. Just go to go. Come experience why Go Toyota is Colorado's number one volume Toyota store. Don't miss the Go Toyota 120% trade-in event at Go Toyota Arapahoe, just east of I-25 and Arapahoe Road. Or click GoCarsAndTrucks.com.
Baby, I'm ready to go.
The light's green. Go.
Did you know, by law, minimum credit card payments are now double? If credit card debt is ruining your life, call Debt Relief of America. With one free 5-minute phone call, they can show you how to eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. That includes principal and interest. They will negotiate with your creditors to save you thousands of dollars in interest, penalties, and late fees.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
I considered bankruptcy and divorce. I was fortunate enough to find Debt Relief of America.
Now I can see myself being able to enjoy life again. I consider their help one of the best presents I have ever received.
Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Relief is our middle name. People just like you saved over $15 million in credit card bills. We can do the same for you. Call 800-914-8727. Not available in all states. That's 800-914-8727. 800-914-8727.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got J. Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, here we go. More Elvis. Gina, I hope you're hearing us. Elvis This Morning by request of Gina. 6:45, 45 minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And partly cloudy, high today, 68. I do respect Elvis. He's one of the founding fathers of rock and roll. But on the other hand, I'm used to making fun of him, too. Because he was just so kind of outrageously out there. Particularly if you lived in Memphis, which I did. And you just... There are just a gazillion stories out there about him, and I'm sure I've told the one on the air about him and Jerry Lee Lewis. Have I ever told that one, John? About Jerry Lee?
I don't know if you have. If you haven't, go ahead again real quick.
I wish Mary were here because she'd remember the name of this club in Overton Square. I can't remember what this was called, but Overton Square was like this little entertainment place, a little entertainment area. It'd be something similar to like Lodo. And Jerry Lee was there, and he was performing on the piano, and he was drunk, and Elvis wanted to talk to him. So Elvis kept calling there and kept asking for him. And the people at the club would walk up to him and say, hey, killer, Elvis wants to talk to you. And, you know, Jerry Lee would say, tell him, in words I can't repeat, get lost, the killer's playing. And Elvis kept doing it and kept doing it and kept doing it. And finally, Jerry Lee Lewis took the phone, and he and Elvis got into a fight on the phone, and Jerry Lee stormed out of the club. I hope I have this right. Jerry Lee stormed out of the club, got into his Cadillac, drove down what is now Elvis Presley Boulevard to the front gates of Elvis's mansion, got out of the Cadillac, was screaming his you-know-what off, about Elvis, and was waving a gun around. And the police came and busted him for it. Took him to jail. Because once he got there, Elvis was mad at him and wouldn't let him in. Oh, man. All right. Let's go to David in Boulder. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. This is David in Boulder. How you doing?
Hey, man. What's up?
Well, before I respond to your latest comment about what's good for you is bad for you, I just want to recommend, I missed Keith Olbermann's final comment last night, and so I got on MSNBC.com this morning. And
yeah, we've got it. We're going to run it.
Oh, man, it is great. It's one of his best.
Yeah, we're going to run it. We're going to run it sometime, probably. We'll probably run it in the 7 o'clock hours. We'll probably run it coming up, you know, by around 7:30.
I'll be listening. Anyway, back to your what's good for you is bad for you. In my experience with... especially around food and stuff like that. What I found out is when I really want to, eat a lot of chocolate, the sweet stuff especially, it's because it took me a long time to realize this, but there's something emotionally going on inside of me, something that I'm not happy about, and this food is a way to make me happy. And you can, you know, fill in the blank, sex, alcohol, you know, whatever it is. And so what I've learned over the years is, to sort of go inside myself and examine who I am and what I'm about. And I think I came to this one realization. It's kind of like almost touched in this area that the Buddhists get into about attachment. If I really like something, I know I'm out of balance, to use Gina's phrase. I know I'm out of balance if I say to myself, Now, what would I be without this? If I lost this, you know, fill in the blank. If I never had chocolate again, or, you know, that's extreme, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I do know what you're trying to say, and you're right about that. And usually, because there are a lot of folks, including myself, that have grappled with emotional problems all of our lives, and those emotional problems lead to excess, either in alcohol, drugs, food, or numerous other areas like spending and all kinds of things. But they even make a case nowadays that even some of this stuff in moderation is even bad for you. Like you get the old, you know, saturated fat and trans fat argument thrown in your face.
Yeah, but Jay, I mean, you have to, like any blanket statement that these scientists make, I mean, the classic example to me is Winston Churchill. The guy was overweight, smoked cigars every day, drank a pint of brandy every day. What, did he live to 88 or 90 or something?
So, I mean, I think he lived to his middle 80s.
Yeah. I mean, one of the great heroes of the 20th century. So, I mean, a lot of it's genetics, and I think a lot of it, too, is this. The one thing that is hopefully getting talked about more and more, but, I mean, whether it's, you know, UV from the sun or the trans fats or whatever, I think the stress that you internalize and that you don't deal with, they're doing some research on this now, has effects on your cells.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely correct about that, and it boosts your cortisone level, and stress will kill you. There's no question about that, and I think a lot of it is genetics, and I think you're right about that as well. And I'll tell you something, as someone who comes from a family where I've got Alzheimer's on both sides, I intend to blow my money now. I'm not going to wake up, I'm not going to wake up and be one day be 80 and have the memory capacity and the intelligence of a small potato. David, thank you, man. Take care.
I got to go.
Thanks. Okay. 6:51, 51 minutes after the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
And today we have the usual traffic lining up southbound I-25, 104th to 84th, eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City, and of course southbound I-25 into downtown. So far though, no wrecks or major issues for the metro area. We do still have problems in the high country, eastbound I-70 affected near Floyd Hill, and of course southbound I-25 stacked up for several miles now approaching Larkspur. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and warmer with a high of 67. Tonight we'll get a few clouds, breezy, low 43, and currently it's fair and 38. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
This summer, don't let your child take a vacation from learning. Call
termites, an unstoppable appetite for destruction. Till now. Backed by Bayer's proven science, Bayer Advanced created new termite killer granules, the first do-it-yourself granular product to penetrate the soil. Killing subterranean termites, guaranteed. Its breakthrough applicator means no trenches to dig or stakes to pound. Just apply, water in, and walk away. Killing termites is that easy. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Mall Mart, the musical. Join Curious Theater Company for a musical so big and full of fun it could only be Mall Mart, the musical. That's right, Mall Mart, the musical. A new musical comedy that breaks out of the big box. Always. Now playing Curious Theater Company's world premiere of Mall Mart, the musical. Half price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. That's curioustheater.org/radio. Always hitting high notes.
I heard about a place that serves amazing homemade pie, just like my mom used to make when I was a kid, but I don't remember the name.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at AM760.net.
For money, call right now and I'll send you my best-selling book, A Fortune at Your Feet, along with my creative real estate DVD. That's a $49 value that's yours for just the shipping and handling fee.
Now's the time to get it and to learn how to make money in real estate the A.D. Kessler way. Call now for this special free offer. Get A.D.'s book and Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video free.
Let me share with you the step-by-step formulas that can make you more money during this next real estate downturn than ever before.
Call now for this limited-time free offer. 800-549-8053. 800-549-8053. Create the success you deserve. 1-800-549-8053.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Dock's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Dock's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, our five locations have been winning awards ever since. At Basil Dock's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Dock's uses all natural ingredients. Basil Dock's has four Denver metro locations: Washington Park, Crestmore, Virginia Village, the Highlands, and Keystone in Summit County. Check us out at BasilDocsPizza.com.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
I heard about a place that serves amazing homemade pie, just like my mom used to make when I was a kid, but I don't remember the name.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at AM760.net.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Getting on with the press. AM760 Progressive Talk, 655. 5 minutes before the hour. Really going to be a nice day today. Partly cloudy. High today, 68. I mean, can you beat that? All right, coming up after coming up after 7 o'clock, we're going to get into this. Well, I don't even know how to qualify that. That's not the right word. I don't even know how to describe this. And I would really be interested in this. I would be interested in knowing whether you're progressive, liberal, or conservative. I don't care where you stand politically. If you even listen to this guy anymore, and I know that I've asked this question on the air before, and Dana Milbank of the Washington Post said last night on Keith Olbermann, and we'll play Olbermann's commentary coming up at 7:30. And we have Senator Ken Salazar at 8:30. Olbermann said last night that, actually Milbank said on Olbermann's show, that the only support that the president has is about 75% of the Republicans. I don't in any way, shape, or form understand how anybody can listen to what this guy says and not sit there and laugh. I know that's terrible to say because we're in such a terrible situation. And I'm not saying everything is doom and gloom. And I don't want to get into this thing about beating George W. Bush up all the time. But this whole thing yesterday about playing the fear card again and about the whole thing about Al-Qaeda. And oh boy, and when just, what was it, months ago, 2-3 months ago, he was saying, and they were saying, the administration was saying, well, we've significantly disrupted their operations. You know, when they killed, what's his name? I can't think of his name now. Sir Cowie? Remember that? We've dealt them a stunning blow. Well, then yesterday, he's in New London, Connecticut, and all of a sudden, he's waving that around again. I mean, how does that work? Which is the truth? And does America, not you and I, not people who pride ourselves on being like news junkies, does the average person in the street, do they listen to this guy and believe him? All right, we'll talk to Brian Katulis about all this. Coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and then we'll play Olbermann's commentary, courtesy of MSNBC, at the bottom of the hour. Stick around.
Jay Martin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Why
buy just one of America's best suits when it costs no more to have two? Right now, at the Joseph A. Bank, buy one, get one free sale. Buy any suit in the store, and your second of equal or lesser value is free. Consider the entire stock of sport coats and blazers. Buy one, get one for free. Even all dress pants. Buy one, and your second is, you guessed it, free. How about all wrinkle-resistant cotton twill pants, all luggage, even every executive pinpoint dress shirt? Buy one, and your second of equal or lesser value is free. It's the final days of the Joseph A. Bank Buy One, Get One sale. Suits, sport coats, dress pants, and more. Buy one, and your second is free. Now through Monday.
Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open at Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The sad wait is over for a family in Torrance, California.
Family's grieving. We love him. We love him.
Overnight, the military confirmed that 20-year-old Joseph Anzac, one of three soldiers missing since an ambush 2 weeks ago, was the soldier whose body was found floating in the Euphrates River. CBS's Mark Strassman tells us the military is determined to find the other missing men, Alex Jimenez and Brian Foudy.
It's 110 degrees out there. It's very dangerous, rugged terrain, booby-trapped. But they know there's a real sense of urgency here if they have any hopes of finding the other two soldiers.
Military officials say two more American soldiers have been killed in combat.
I'm Peter Mayer, live in Washington. A Senate Intelligence Committee report says that in 2003, spy agencies warned senior Bush officials that invading Iraq could give openings to Iran and al-Qaeda. Analysts caution that attempts at U.S. dominance in the region could increase extremist recruiting. And CBS News terrorism analyst Paul Kurtz says that's exactly what's happened.
Our invasion of Iraq has created a fertile ground for terrorist activity.
The White House declined a direct response to the report. An official again called on Iran to stop meddling in Iraq.
The American-backed Prime Minister of Lebanon says his government will get rid of the Islamist militants who've been fighting government troops at a Palestinian refugee camp in Tripoli since the weekend. That fighting has made thousands of refugees, refugees again.
There's no organized evacuation of these refugees. You see them straggling out of the camp down the road on foot with plastic bags filled with clothes. Some of them are on buses, but they are leaving as quickly as possible.
CBS's Kristen Gillespie in Tripoli. Where a premature baby is born could make all the difference between life and death. Live to CBS's Larry Miller. How so, Larry?
Well, if the neonatal intensive care unit is big and busy, it's twice as likely extremely premature babies will survive. A study in the New England Journal of Medicine says hospitals with smaller units aren't as well equipped or staffed with as wide a range of specialists or able to handle emergencies as quickly. The study suggests closing the smaller units could save the lives of thousands of babies every year. Frank?
A middle-of-the-night house fire in Saginaw, Michigan killed five children and one adult. Chief Lathel Wise says the youngest child was just a year old, the oldest 13.
We encountered heavy fire conditions, a lot of smoke. They were all upstairs, but it was in, I think, three different bedrooms all together.
The children's mother was rescued from the basement. Here in New York, Felicia Dunn Jones died 5 months after 9/11, but her name will be on the September 11th memorial. Her husband Joe says that's only right because she died from breathing toxic dust from Ground Zero.
It'll be an honor. We felt she always deserved to be on the list.
On television last night, she did it. 17 years old, the new American Idol, Jordan Sparks.
It hasn't really even hit me yet. Like, it's so crazy. It's just this whole whirlwind and total blur, actually.
S&P futures are up a point. This is CBS News.
Giving your house a whole new look will put a smile on your face. So will saving money on it at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. From May 24th to the 28th, save 30% on our exceptional paints and stains. Save 15% on Duration Home and Duration Exterior Coatings. And save 25% on select wall coverings, too. So hurry in. The Memorial Day sale ends Monday, May 28th. For painting and decorating. For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
In
In the Army, Jack Reacher handpicked an elite team of military cops to deal with trouble no one else could handle. A decade later, a coded message finds Reacher. His team of special investigators is turning up dead. Now Reacher will settle the score in Bad Luck and Trouble by New York Times bestselling author Lee Child. You do not mess with the special investigators, and you do not want to miss Bad Luck and Trouble by Lee Child, wherever books are sold from Delacorte.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A teenager whose mother was found dead at her home had told her boyfriend to kill her mom, then called him to ask what was taking so long. That, according to testimony in Boulder yesterday. A judge now says there is enough evidence for 15-year-old Tess Dam and her boyfriend Brian Grove to be tried as adults on first-degree murder charges in the death of 53-year-old Linda Dam. A U.S. Senate committee has approved a bill expanding Mesa Verde National Park's boundary in southwest Colorado by over 300 acres. It's aimed at protecting the entrance from commercial development. Focus on the Family says it's sticking to its guns that a recent Supreme Court decision upholding a ban on late-term abortions is a step in the right direction. That despite criticism from other anti-abortion groups. Colorado Right to Life says Focus founder James Dobson wrongly characterized the court's ruling as a victory. And Fort Collins police are inviting women to come view photographs of 1,500 pieces of underwear stolen from laundry rooms near CSU to see if any of it's theirs. Police say a 43-year-old man is suspected of taking the bras, panties, stretch pants, and pantyhose over a six-month period. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
John, well, you still have a beautiful ride here within the metro area. Just the usual slow pockets. Eastbound 270, I-76 down to Vasquez now. Of course, southbound I-25, 104th to 84th. And we're starting to see traffic stack up a bit. Southbound 225 through the DTC. Where we have the major problem issues, eastbound I-70 near Floyd Hill in the High Country. Still had a couple of lanes blocked there due to a rollover crash. Southbound I-25 still stacked up at the Larkspur exit back to at least Toma from an earlier semi-collision that we had there. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and warmer with a high of 67. Tonight we'll get a few clouds, breezy, go down to 43. And currently it's fair and 42. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Did you know you can get your photos developed at your neighborhood King Supers while you shop? And right now, anytime you spend $25 or more in a single transaction using your Supercard, you qualify for 10-cent 4x6 prints. See store for details. Right store, right price.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
We're painting? Seriously?
Emma, painting is family fun.
Yeah, we'll get you a cute little painter's hat.
Yeah, blue tape.
Mm-hmm, your own roller.
A mixing stick.
And you can paint your room any color you like.
There's a deal on paint, isn't there?
There's never been a better time to paint. Right now, get $5 off all 1 gallon cans and $20 off all 5 gallon buckets of Behr paints and stains by mail-in rebate. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Good through May 28th in U.S. only. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 707, 7 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, partly cloudy, high today 68. By the way, you want one of those bumper stickers, our brand new bumper stickers, that say, it's our flag too, all you got to do is come right down here to AM 760. We're on Bellevue, we're on South Monaco, rather, off of Bellevue, off I-25, walk in the front door, ask for one, and they should be able to give you one. And you can go to AM760.net and see an example of it, and you can also see our video of the week, which is actually really our video of the last 3 weeks. Thank you to the IT department for fixing that. Okay. What, John? What?
It should be up there today, and we may have a couple vids of the week just to catch up.
Right. Or it'll be our video of 5 weeks. All right. President Bush is trying to defend his war strategy, declassifying intelligence yesterday. We talked a little bit about that before the top of the hour. Our guest is Brian Katulis. He is a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, and his work examines U.S. national security policy in the Middle East and democratization with a focus on Iraq. Prior to joining the center, Katulis lived and worked in the Middle East for the National Democratic Institute and Freedom House, including projects in Egypt, Iraq, and the Palestinian territories. Brian, welcome back, and thanks for making time to be on this morning.
Glad to be with you.
Boy, where do we start here? I don't want to beat this guy up every single day, but a lot of times it gets hard not to. Although yesterday when I watched what President Bush had to say about all this, I kind of started laughing because he can't ever seem to get any stories straight. Now, when we killed Zarqawi, that was billed as a major interruption to Al-Qaeda's operation. Now, he turns around and says, they're a huge threat, and intelligence shows that they're a huge threat. And the intelligence, by the way, is from 2005. I mean, what is the correct story about Al-Qaeda's role in Iraq?
Well, first, the speech yesterday, President Bush had a very important message to the American public, and it was this: Osama bin Laden wants to kill Americans.
And yeah, exactly.
I mean, we knew this since 1998, and I wish, you know, President Bush had listened to the CIA, which gave him warnings about what might happen if we would invade Iraq, that we would actually help create a new haven and training ground for terror groups. Now, your question was, what is the role of Al-Qaeda in Iraq today? Al-Qaeda in Iraq is basically morphed into a group called the Islamic State of Iraq. They announced this group in October of last year. And they actually started to take even more offensive actions against Iraqis who were cooperating or working in the government there. And this has created a split, and it's a split that precedes this surge and a whole host of other things. But we got to keep things in mind here, one important point, that the Al-Qaeda foreign fighter element and the Iraqis affiliated with Al-Qaeda probably represent anywhere from 5 to 8% of the overall insurgency in Iraq, and this is what our intelligence agencies say. So the notion, the central message of the second message of Bush's speech yesterday, that an Islamic caliphate might even be possible in Iraq is utterly ridiculous. And he keeps on repeating this.
Well, he keeps repeating that. He keeps repeating that Iraq is tied to 9/11. Even though he doesn't say it, he mixes the two together. And he always has this underlying thought process of be afraid. Very afraid.
Yeah, and the danger there is not only is it incorrect, it also could lead to the wrong sorts of policy choices. And also, you know, the wrong strategies, which we've had for the last 4 or 5 years. And we need to be a little bit more precise in how we think about these threats, because these threats are very real. There are still people out there. I mean, I don't need to tell you, you know, just a few weeks ago or so, a group in New Jersey aiming to attack a military base. So there are these individuals out there, and we shouldn't stick our head in the sand. But we also shouldn't misuse our most precious national security resources, which are our young men and women. And that's essentially what President Bush has done in Iraq by getting them caught and sinking them deeper into this civil war that's there. And yes, there are elements of Al-Qaeda, going back to your first question, but we might do better to actually address that threat by seriously diminishing our presence, having much more smaller operations. And in fact, frankly, I think a lot of the Iraqis would actually step up to the plate and take care of this threat. Why? Because Iraq is a Shiite majority country. 60% of the country are Shiites. And the Shiites don't like Al-Qaeda very much. Many Shiites don't like Sunnis in general. And I think the one thing that if we were to redeploy or leave in the next year or so that might happen is you'd actually see the forces inside of Iraq go after these foreign fighters. They're very nationalistic, and I think that, you know, the outcome of that wouldn't be a bad thing strategically for the U.S.
No, I don't think so either. But we keep getting the same message all the time. Be afraid. Be very afraid, and only I can take care of you.
Right. And
only I can protect you.
What I think Americans really want to hear, rather than a fear-based message, is one of what are we going to do about this, and why haven't we actually corrected this, you know, problem and threat and addressed it already. And I think we want a more positive, what are we going to do about Afghanistan and Western Pakistan?
We're not going to do anything about it. I mean, look at the vote that's going to be held today. I mean, we're not going to do anything about any of this stuff. And I really believe this. I think that there is And I know this could be interpreted as being an over-the-line comment. I don't care. I think this guy, I think there's something mentally wrong with him. I'm talking about the president of this country. I think the president of this country has got some kind of a mental problem. I don't know what it is. I'm not a psychiatrist. You know, and I don't... But I think he's got something wrong with him. I really do. I believe that that the person that is running the ship of state has got a problem.
Yeah, I don't know about his mental state. I don't know enough, but I think there's one serious problem, and it may relate to it, is that his inability to listen to opposing views or different perspectives, and then when somebody has a different view, he caricatures them as supporting the terrorists and things like this. It's this black or white perspective, which, frankly, that's not how the world actually works. And again, this is dangerous because his inner circle of advisors and then those that they bring in from the outside to advise him often don't include the people who disagree completely or even slightly with their policies. And that's a dangerous thing when you go back, say, to the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Well, sure. If he had been in charge during the Cuban Missile Crisis, we would have had nuclear annihilation.
Right. And what Kennedy did is he actually assembled advisors, and he did purposefully have people who disagreed with each other. And then he was able to sort through the pros and the cons. This is a president that operates in the opposite direction. He knows what he believes in, and, you know, that's admirable to a certain extent. But then he discounts the other arguments and other views, and it's not a very nuanced kind of... It doesn't reflect reality, and that's the problem. And whether that's a sign of a mental condition, I think it, you know, it's related to this, and it's a dangerous thing for our country to have.
Well, I think it goes even farther than that. 7:15, 15 minutes after 7 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Brian Katulis, senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, on the line with us. I think it goes even farther than that because you run across people all the time who view life in black and white and are very, very opinionated. Listeners to this radio station, listeners to a lot of talk formats, the hosts themselves. I know I certainly can be that way, but there's one big difference. And the difference is that none of us have the kind of power that this guy's got. And if somebody goes out, and you've heard this before, I mean, you've heard this definition, we've all heard this definition. If somebody goes out and continues to keep insisting on repeating the same behavior over and over and over again with diminishing results, but yet continues to keep doing it, there's got to be something wrong. There has to be something critically, critically wrong. And if you apply that logic, or if you apply that example, if you apply that example to anything else in life, okay, you would look at a person that would do that. If they would run their business into the ground, if they would ruin their health, if they would harm others, whatever the case may be, you would look at them and you would ask if they have a serious mental problem. Yet nobody wants to raise that specter when it comes to this guy who's sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue who keeps doing the same thing over and over. Now there's a story yesterday that he's entertaining another plan.
Yes. And the main problem with that, there are components of that are interesting in terms of reconciliation among Iraqis at local levels. And he's got actually some fairly smart people advising on that component. But the main problem here is, again, it requires U.S. troops to stay there and then also increase in numbers. And to do, here's the key point, to do things that the Iraqis themselves must do themselves. We can't do it for them. And that's the main problem here, and part of the strategy. You know, in a sense, we're fostering a culture of dependency among some Iraqis by sending so many forces to do certain things that they themselves should be able to do if they were motivated and willing to do so. And there are certain dynamics that aren't going to be changed, frankly, by the United States or President Bush. And that's the danger here, is that, again, sinking us deeper into some civil conflicts between the Iraqis themselves and not totally understanding all of the tribal and religious dynamics and not even speaking the language in some cases.
Well, here we are. The surge is not done. And now, floating around in the media yesterday, they have another plan. And It seems like every 3 weeks or 4 weeks they have some other kind of plan. And there's always, we've reached the turning point. And it's always, we've reached the tipping point. And on and on and on and on and on. And I really wonder, and I ask this, was starting to ask this, and I've asked it before on the air, I really wonder how many people in this country actually listen anymore to anything this guy has to say.
Well, I don't think he has much credibility, but again, I think this, there's a dangerous dynamic happening here, and I'm afraid with this, what I think is a bad vote that's going to happen on Capitol Hill today and tomorrow. I'm afraid a lot of people are just going to get discouraged and close their mouth, and that's it. And that, what we need to do is actually do the exact opposite and continue moving forward. You know, many folks on Capitol Hill didn't know when to hold them and know when to fold them on this fight with over the war and the Iraq bill. And I just think they folded too quickly here because this is too important for the safety of our country and for especially those troops over there. And we're heading into Memorial Day here to continue to get wrong. And President Bush continues to get it wrong. And I think what can we do about it? We're in a democracy, and we still need to push and strive for a different policy here.
Well,
otherwise,
I
think we're just going to continue on this wrong track.
Yeah, the frustrating thing about it is, and I was having lunch with two guys yesterday who are very, very smart, and one of them said to me, you know what the problem is? The problem is that this guy, George W. Bush, just keeps saying basically to the public, screw off. Screw off on Iraq. Screw off on Alberto Gonzalez. Screw off on everything. I'm going to do what I want to do. And your feelings and your input basically doesn't count for anything. And, I mean, it's insanity. This is all, this, I don't know if any, and I know, maybe I'm making you uncomfortable by saying it, but I just don't know of any other, I don't know of any other way to look at it. It's just nuts.
Yeah, I think that's right. And if I could just say, you know, one thing, and just one thing that I was reading the other night, which struck me, and it's just two lines here. It says, you know, time was on the side of the enemy, and we were in a position of not being able to win, not being able to get out, only being able to lash out. And so the war went on, tearing at this country, and a sense of numbness seemed to replace an earlier anger. There was, Americans were finding, no light at the end of the tunnel, only greater darkness. Now, this was written in 1972 by David Halberstam about the Vietnam War. And I worry at this stage, after this vote, that a lot of Americans are going to, you know, go into this numbness and forget about their anger because the representative body has not responded to their interests and concerns. And I think it's really important to push forward and continue to push for, you know, change and highlight the problems with Bush's strategy. And that's why I think it's important what you're doing on these shows and these conversations we have. But I think people need to actually let their leaders know what a bad choice this is in this vote that's going to happen today and tomorrow.
Well, we'll have Senator Ken Salazar from Colorado. We'll have him on in about an hour. And I'm going to try to make, you know, gently kind of try to make this point to him. But it's very, very hard now to control your anger and disgust. I mean, even yesterday when he brings up Vietnam. Excuse me, where were you when Vietnam was going on?
Right,
George.
Well, don't be gentle.
Well, listen, I don't want to be a raving lunatic either. Brian, thank you so much once again for your time. You're always there when we need you, and I certainly do appreciate it. And you know we'll talk again.
Great, definitely, Dave.
Thanks, Brian.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's Brian Katulis, senior fellow at the Center for American Progress. Guy who knows exactly what he's talking about. I can't be the only one who is sitting here this morning at 7:22, 22 minutes after 7. You know what's killing me? It's killing me because look at the day outside. And it's 7:22 in the morning. Would you like to laugh and have a good time? But I feel like I can't describe how I feel about all this.
Cheaper GoUsedAutos.com.
Where you'll always find the best used car prices.
Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs, all makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Best used car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Hey, you at the computer. I have a secret. You can find out how much you're worth. No, really. Do you know if you're getting paid too little or too much? Do you demand a raise or do you hug your boss? Visit payscale.com or click on the banner in your media player. In just a few minutes, you'll be staring at a free salary report. If knowledge is power, then you're about to be a huge, powerful power person. Free. Accurate. Who knew? Find out what you're worth. Payscale.com.
On your Lowe's consumer credit card, and you can ask for special financing for 12 months. On everything.
On the chaise?
On everything. And now through Monday, via mail-in rebate, get $5 off 1 gallon and $20 off 5 gallons of Valspar Ultra Premium, Signature Colors, and Duramax Paint. Plus, take 20% off all special order flooring. And remember, all full-size grills come fully assembled and with free propane exchange. So, come on down to Lowe's big Memorial Day event this weekend and save big. Lowe's. Let's build something together. See store for details.
Cursing at your cursor, plagued by villainous viruses? Then let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides friendly, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support by phone or in person, hardware or software. No task is too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
This morning at 10, it's Tom Hartman.
Coming up Thursday on the Tom Hartman Program, I'll be back home in the People's Republic of Portland, Oregon. I'll be challenging conservative Dan Gaynor, who's claiming the media always seems to find a problem with the Dow breaking new records. Jim Dean from Democracy for America is here on What Does It Mean to Be a Democrat? Best of the rest of the news guests will be Jane Hampshire from FiredogLake.com and Steve Rendell from Fair.org. That and your calls.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I said, take it easy, baby, I worked all day, and my feet feel just like lead. You got my shirt tail flying all over the
place. I know why the calls are few and far between this morning, because we're doing Elvis. Gina's request there for Elvis. 727, 27 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, partly cloudy, high today, 68. We're going to play Keith Olbermann's commentary, courtesy of Countdown and MSNBC, coming up here that he had last night. If you missed it, we'll play it for you. And it takes on Congress, and it takes on George W. Bush. And we will have Ken Salazar, our United States Senator, coming up in about an hour. And I'll ask him about all of this stuff. I believe he is against this and is going to vote no. And we'll see. We'll see when he comes on, because I'll ask him about all of this and this ridiculous speech that Bush gave yesterday. And I'll tell you what I'm really tempted to do. I'm really tempted to do this. I don't think there's much success in doing this, but I'm really tempted to do it. And as a matter of fact, now I'm not going to say I'm tempted to. Now I'm going to do it. Okay, here's the deal. I only want people to call me who consider themselves to be in the following categories. Uncommitted. Uncommitted. Or Republican. Or conservative. And I know damn well that I'm probably going to have to talk to myself. That's okay. And it's one of the things that I miss about the old days of talk radio as opposed to the way things are today, where everything is split off and so fractured. But I really want to hear from independents, those of you who have no political commitments, only thoughts, and I want to hear from conservatives, and I want to hear from Republicans. And I want to ask you specifically about your feelings about the President of the United States and whether you believe in what he's saying and whether you listen to him anymore. Or does he just give these speeches and they go out into the stratosphere and you don't pay any attention to them at all? 303-713-7600. That's 303-713-7600. First-time callers, casual observers are encouraged. And please, do me a favor. You may be listening and you may just hate the idea of anybody who disagrees with you. You may be in the mindset of like, well, I can't stand that. I would ask you that if you do call in, I would ask you just explain your position and not attack. And I don't think that's too much to ask. You know, like stay away from phrases like, you know, you Democrats, you liberals, you this, you that. Don't make pejorative statements. Just tell me how you feel, because I honestly want to hear what you have to say, and I want to be able to do it without getting crazy. And, by the way, for those of you who are calling us up and bugging us about NSP D51, we are not going to get into that. It is Democratic paranoia. It'll never happen, and I don't want to deal with it. So don't email me or call me about that. All right, now, I look forward to your calls, and I want to hear what you have to say. Independents, Republicans, conservatives, about George W. Bush, about President Bush, do you listen to him? Did you listen to anything yesterday he said? What do you feel about him? And once again, ground rules. Say anything you want, but do not attack those of us who are not on the same political position you're on. Okay? Okay. You know, we don't want to get into a fight here. And trust me, if we do get into a fight, I know how to fight. I mean, I know how to do a lot of things, but I know how to fight. Gina takes a look at traffic. Gina, go ahead.
All right, thanks, Jay. Well, kind of more of the same. We just have this problem southbound I-25 down at the Larkspur exit. We had that semi-crash earlier this morning, very icy conditions, and so traffic's still stacked up along that stretch. We also had a rollover crash being cleared eastbound I-70 in the high country at Floyd Hill. Got a new problem here in the metro, Smoky Hill at Chambers Road. Watch out for a two-vehicle crash. Otherwise, just have the usual slow pockets for this time of the commute. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and warmer with a high of 67. Currently, it's fair and 42. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Drive in for Sonic's new iced lattes with premium roast espresso and favorites like mocha.
Psst. Hey, you at the computer. I have a secret. You can find out how much you're worth. No, really. Do you know if you're getting paid too little or too much? Do you demand a raise or do you hug your boss? Visit payscale.com or click on the banner in your media player. In just a few minutes, you'll be staring at a free salary report. If knowledge is power, then you're about to be a huge, powerful power person. Free. Accurate. Who knew? Find out what you're worth. Payscale.com.
Regular folks love a bargain. Regular folks work hard for their dough.
Join Curious Theater Company for a world premiere so big it could only be Malmart the Musical. That's right, Malmart the Musical. A new comic musical that breaks out of the big box, always. Half-price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. Can't remember? Google Curious Theater Denver. Get bargain tickets to Malmart, the musical, at curioustheater.org/radio.
At CC's, we know you may not be the king or queen of a small European nation, but you should be treated like the king or queen of a small European nation. You should be lavished with pizza and pasta, showered with fine salads and desserts, indulged in your every whim. So prepare the royal minivan, gather the royal family, and head to CC's Endless Pizza, Pasta, Salad, and Dessert Buffet for under $5. CC's, almost too good to be true.
Visit ccspizza.com for locations. Prices may vary.
Basil Dock's Pizza, established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood. Our five locations have been winning awards ever since. At Basil Dock's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Dock's uses all natural ingredients. Basil Dock's has four Denver metro locations: Washington Park, Crestmore, Virginia Village, the Highlands, and Keystone in Summit County. Check us out at basildockspizza.com.
Once in a great while, you witness that rare backyard silence. No lawnmowers, no crickets, nada. It's as if time stops and all you can hear is the sizzling of juicy steaks over briquettes. And then a dog barks and sends everything back into motion. Kind of funny how when time stops, it always seems to go too quickly. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
We're painting? Seriously?
Emma, painting is family fun.
Yeah, we'll get you a cute little painter's hat.
Yeah, blue tape.
Mm-hmm, your own roller.
A mixing stick.
And you can paint your room any color you like.
There's a deal on paint, isn't there?
There's never been a better time to paint. Right now, get $5 off all one-gallon cans and $20 off all five-gallon buckets of Behr paints and stains by mail-in rebate. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Good through May 28th in U.S. only. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
You can shake an apple off an apple tree.
Elvis, this morning, Regina. AM 760, Progressive Talk, 735, 35 minutes past the hour, partly cloudy. High today, 68. Going to be a really nice day out. Okay. Independents, conservatives, and Republicans only. Those are the only calls I want to take at 303-713-7600. Your view of George W. Bush. Let me go to Stuart in Denver. Stuart, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just was calling in. You were looking for independence. And I think I agree with you that, you know, Bush seems very out of touch and kind of off base. But I think the major problem is, you know, a comment you made about him having a mental problem. I think that, you know, that's a pretty childish argument. And I think there's just so much, we're so divided, and there's so much anger. And, you know, when you look at Keith Olbermann and people like that, it's almost just as bad as Bush. And, you know, I think if people could try to come together and, you know, look out for the greater good of our country, we might be a little bit more productive.
Yeah, I think you have some valid points there, and maybe my saying that was wrong, and maybe it was childish. I just sometimes wonder if he doesn't have some kind of difficulty or problem in recognizing, like, what's going on around him or what's going on, what he's facing. That's the first part. And then the second part would be that I don't think you or myself or anybody else, I mean, I think we sometimes do it, but I don't think we mean to do it. But I don't think you or I or anybody else would continuously repeat the same behavior over and over again, and you see diminishing returns in that behavior. At some point, you would turn around and you would alter that behavior. And to me, that's kind of a puzzling sign of something deeper being wrong. Doesn't that trouble you?
Yeah, it does, but I think it's all rooted in the fact that, you know, he's so stuck in his beliefs and his principles, and I think the same's true on the other side. And I think if people could just be pragmatic, and I, you know, I learned a lot of my politics from my dad, who's, you know, would not say he's a Republican or a Democrat because he argues just based on, you know, the argument. And if you have a conversation with him, he'll, one minute he'll make a liberal argument, and the next minute he'll make a conservative argument. And to him, it doesn't matter what party or conservative, liberal, it's, you know, why don't you evaluate the question and the problem for what it is, and make the logical argument or conclusion about that.
Well, I think what it ought to be is it shouldn't be a matter of right or left or anything else. I think what it should be a matter of is what do you believe is right and what do you believe is wrong? How about that idea?
Yeah, no, I agree. I just wish that there would be, you know, I'm from Chicago and New York, new to Denver, and it seems like in Denver there's, you know, liberal talk radio and conservative talk radio, and there's nothing that's, you know, news radio. And I think that's starting to be true of, you know, the entire country on television. But, you know, I think that we need to go back to responsible journalism where, you know, you're really trying to present both sides and, you know, trying to be as fair to both sides and really truly let, you know, I like the Fox slogan, we report, you decide, even though it's, you know,
not true.
Completely not true.
I mean, their whole deal is, you know, my favorite bumper sticker about them is, stop lying, we can't stand the competition.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously not true in you know, the way that they report.
But talk radio, but Stuart, you know, I don't know how old you are, but talk radio is not set up to be journalistic, and people confuse that. But I do agree with you that those lines are now more blurred than they have ever been. And by the way, I lived in Chicago. I've lived there three times and worked at WLS. And there was a time at that radio station where there were conservative talk show hosts and there were liberal talk show hosts, and now it's all conservative.
What I'm saying is, I think that in Chicago, yeah, and I am young, but, you know, if you listen to WGN in Chicago or WBBM, but WGN especially, it's pretty fair and unbiased, and, you know, it's not like clear conservative or clear liberal, which I haven't found a station that's similar to that in Denver.
Well, there are very few radio stations around that are similar to WGN. What about WCKG? Did you ever listen to them?
Not very much, no. So I don't...
Did you not listen to them because you didn't find that to be interesting, or did you not listen to them because...
I'm just young, and so I listen to a lot of music stations, but, you know, WGN, I liked, you know, my parents listened to. And
well, sure, and also because of the Cubs, probably, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, I get that, and I understand where you're coming from, and I worry that there are a lot of people in the world out there like yourself. So, and I worry about the fact that there's no place really for you to go, and I understand about your you know about the constant clashing and all of that kind of stuff, and I get that. I think we should have opinionated radio in the country, and I think that, you know, you have to make a choice. But I think that there also ought to be news, and when news is news, that's what it ought to be. And it shouldn't be injected in with opinion unless they qualify it up front and tell you exactly what it is so that they don't pass themselves off as being something that they're not. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I think if you look on the front page of the New York Times, you know, there's sections that they, you know, claim sort of to be news, and they're really, you know, you can see that there's opinion in there, and it's the same with, you know, with every newspaper. But I just think that, you know, and I'm curious to hear Keith Eberman's thing that you're about to play, but it just seems like there's so much anger right now.
It is angry. It's an angry piece, and there are a lot of people in this country that are angered and frustrated, and it wears me down too. Let me ask you one last question. How old are you?
I'm 23.
How did you find us?
I'm driving back to Chicago actually right now, and I was just flipping through the radio and trying to make the drive pass through a little bit quicker,
well,
and you guys sounded interesting, and I liked the conversation you were having.
Well, you know what? When you get to Chicago and you go to I'm a White Sox fan, but when you go to a Cubs game, have a hot dog for me, will you, please?
I will do that.
Okay, and thanks for the call, man, and have a safe drive.
Definitely. Thanks so much.
Okay, appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. Can I get one more in here? Do I have time for one more? Okay, let me go to George in Lakewood. George, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
Okay.
You know, normally when you talk about Republican stuff or whatever, I'm always, like, feeling a little, like, I don't know, shot up, I I guess you could say. Because,
yeah, I can understand that.
You know what I mean? Because I feel like I get it from both sides.
Right.
And I don't pay attention to Bush anymore. But, and I was thinking, maybe I'll just go independent this year. You know, because really, then what made me think that was the actions of this week by the frigging Democrats. Again, just they seem like they're so wishy-washy that when it really gets tough, man, the wind blows and their flag moves. You know, and
I think that's a valid criticism.
You know, and on the other hand, I'm so sick of my party that when I heard Ron Paul that night, and plus I love Hagel just because he's telling the truth, and I think those two stand up together, I think the truth has something to win. So if the Democrats could put a truth campaign together, Edwards, you know, then, you know, maybe, you know, there could be a unity party somehow, but I just think that without the truth, nobody wins. And I don't know the truth. I can't discern the truth. I've tried. I just think the truth really is that it's so complicated about the oil and the people that are really in control, you know, the folks with it, that we're just playing their game no matter what. And until we get independent on our own in terms of energy, we'll just be fodder for their cannons.
Yeah, I think there's a big case to be made for that. I got about a minute, and I need to ask you something really important.
Okay.
If you feel shot up, and I understand that, because I feel shot up, not only by the other side, but also sometimes by people on this side, how do we reach out to you and get you involved in the process? And how do we do that? And how do we point out wrongs to you without making you feel shot up? Can you tell me in about, like, about 20 seconds?
Well, here's what I do. I channel my anger into my business, and I work on helping the tribes develop technology and healthcare infrastructure. But when Bush pulled out the money from under my feet and I saw half the Indian schools closed while I was up there on stage talking about No Child Left Behind, it'd be great, you know, I felt really hard. So I think that what I do is reach out to you from my perspective, and somewhere in the middle we'll meet, because we're all reaching out. If I don't do my part, you'll never do yours.
Yeah, you're right. I gotta run. I know exactly who you are. Don't be a stranger. Call me again.
Take care.
Okay, thanks. 7:45, Traffic with Gina, Keith Olbermann. Commentary from MSNBC and Countdown, coming up next.
Thanks, Jay. Well, it looks like they finally got that wreck cleared in the high country, eastbound I-70 at Floyd Hill. Just have some remnants there, and that should be out of the way shortly. So traffic is moving much better through that area right now. In the metro area, we have the usual traffic stack on the north side of town, southbound I-25, of course, eastbound 270. Definitely going to be heavy for you getting into downtown. Smoky Hill at Chambers Road, a two-vehicle wreck off the highway. And, of course, southbound I-25 still going to be problematic for you in the Larkspur area. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy sky. Warmer, high of 67. Tonight, few clouds, breezy, low of 43. Currently, it is fair and 42. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive in for Sonic's new iced lattes with premium roast espresso and favorites like mocha.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000, including low mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Malmart, the musical. Join Curious Theater Company for a musical so big and full of fun, it could only be Malmart, the musical. That's right, Malmart, the musical. A new musical comedy that breaks out of the big box. Always. Now playing Curious Theater Company's world premiere of Malmart, the musical. Half-price tickets at CuriousTheater.org/radio. That's CuriousTheater.org/radio. Always hitting high notes.
Your precious lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer provides maximum protection against both. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's unique two-way action controls destructive pests above ground, plus penetrates to control below-ground pests for up to 3 months, guaranteed. Damage ends, your lawn flourishes. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Feeling. And now is the best time to find your Sleep Number. Mine's 75. Go find yours. Select Comfort is having a Memorial Day sale going on now through Monday, May the 28th. Visit a Select Comfort store today to take advantage of no interest, no payments for 18 months on the most popular bed sets. And get to your store near you for complete details. Well, Jay, that all sounds good to me, but where are the stores? Well, Select Comfort stores are located in 12 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Colorado Mills, Southlands Mall, and the brand-new location at the 29th Street Mall.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-900-0279. 1-800-900-0279. 1-800-900-0279.
Support for AM 760 comes from Wildflower Salon and Spa, specializing in bridal and spa parties. Call for Tuesday and monthly specials, 303-444-4234, or online at wildflowersspa.com. And by Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling, specializing in American Standard Air Conditioning. Call today at 303-463-8541. If you would like to support AM 760, go to am760.net and click on the Supported button. Tile.
By using A.D. Kessler's creative real estate methods, we've bought and sold 10 houses, and we have a real estate portfolio worth over $1 million. We're buying 2 houses a month now.
You too can become a creative real estate millionaire. This is A.D. Kessler, and I can show you how you can make up to $10,000 or more each and every month for the rest of your life without using any of your own money.
Call right now, and I'll send you my best-selling book, A Fortune at Your Feet, along with my creative real estate DVD. That's a $49 value that's yours for just the shipping and handling fee.
Now's the time to get it and to learn how to make money in real estate the A.D. Kessler way. Call now for this special free offer. Get A.D.'s book and Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video free.
Let me share with you the step-by-step formulas that can make you more money during this next real estate downturn than ever before.
Call now for this limited-time free offer. 800-549-8053. 800-549-8053. Create the success you deserve. 1-800-549-8053.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
7:50, 50 minutes past the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Partly cloudy, high today 68. Keith Olbermann from Countdown, courtesy of MSNBC, last night.
And lastly, as promised, a special comment about the Democrats' deal with President Bush to continue financing this unspeakable war in Iraq and to do so on his terms. It is, in fact, a comment about betrayal. Few men or women elected in our history, whether executive or legislative, state or national, have been sent into office with a mandate more obvious nor instructions more clear. Get us out of Iraq. Yet after 6 months of preparation and execution, half a year gathering the strands of public support, translating into action the collective will of the nearly 70% of Americans who reject this war of lies, the Democrats have managed only this. The Democratic leadership has surrendered to a president, if not the worst president, then easily the most selfish in our history, who happily blackmails his own people and uses his own military personnel as hostages to his asinine demand that the Democrats give the troops their money. The Democratic leadership has agreed to finance the deaths of Americans in a war that has only reduced the security of Americans. The Democratic leadership has given Mr. Bush all that he wanted, with the only caveat being not merely meaningless symbolism about benchmarks for the Iraqi government, but optional meaningless symbolism about benchmarks for the Iraqi government. The Democratic leadership has, in sum, claimed a compromise with the administration, in which the only things truly compromised are the trust of the voters, the ethics of the Democrats, and the lives of our brave and doomed friends and family in Iraq. You, the men and women elected with the simplest of directions, stop the war, have traded your strength, your bargaining position, and the uniform support of those who elected you for a handful of magic beans. You may trot out every political cliche from the soft soap inside the Beltway dictionary of boilerplate soundbites about how this is the beginning of the end of Mr. Bush's carte blanche in Iraq, about how this is a first step. Well, Senator Reid, the only end at its beginning is our collective hope that you and your colleagues would do what is right, what is essential, what you were each elected or reelected to do. Because this first step is a step right off a cliff. And this president, how shameful it would be to watch an adult hold his breath and threaten to continue to do so until he turned blue. But how horrifying it is to watch a president hold his breath and threaten to continue to do so until innocent and patriotic Americans in harm's way are bled white. You lead this country, sir. You claim to defend it. And yet when faced with the prospect of someone calling you on your stubbornness, which has cost 3,431 Americans their lives and thousands more their limbs, you, Mr. Bush, imply that if the Democrats don't give you the money and give it to you entirely on your terms, the troops in Iraq will be stranded or forced to serve longer or what? Have to throw bullets at the enemy with their bare hands? It is moronic. We have defunded wars before, sir, and this isn't even close to a true defunding. No harm has come to our troops. How transcendently, how historically pathetic any other president from any other moment in the panorama of our history would have, at the outset of this tawdry game of political chicken, declared that no matter what the other political side did, he would ensure personally, first, last, and always, that the troops would not suffer. A president, Mr. Bush, uses the carte blanche he already has, not to manipulate an overlap of arriving and departing brigades into a second surge, but to say in unequivocal terms that if it takes every last dime of the monies already allocated, if it takes reneging on government contracts with Halliburton, he will make sure the troops are safe, even if the only safety to be found is in getting them the hell out of there. Well, any true president would have done that, sir. You instead used our troops as political pawns, then blamed the Democrats when you did so. Not that these Democrats, who had this country's support and sympathy up until 48 hours ago, have not earned all the blame they can carry home. We seem to be very near the bleak choice between war and shame, Winston Churchill wrote to Lord Moyne in the days after the British signed the Munich Accords with Germany in 1938. My feeling is that we shall choose shame and then have war thrown in a little later. That's what this is for the Democrats, isn't it? Their Neville Chamberlain moment before the Second World War. All that's missing is the landing at the airport, with the blinkered leader waving a piece of paper, which he naively thought would guarantee peace in our time, but which his opponent would ignore with deceit. The Democrats have merely streamlined the process. Their piece of paper already says Mr. Bush can ignore it with impunity. And where are the Democratic presidential hopefuls this evening? See they not that to which the Senate and House leadership has blinded itself? Judging these candidates based on how they voted on the original Iraq authorization or waiting for apologies for those votes, that is ancient history now. The Democratic nomination is likely to be decided tomorrow. The talk of practical politics, the buying into of the president's dishonest construction, fund the troops or they will be in jeopardy, the promise of tougher action in September, is falling not on deaf ears, but rather falling on Americans who already told you what to do and now perceive your ears as deaf, as closed to practical politics. Those who seek the Democratic nomination need to, for their own political futures, and with a thousand times more solemnity and importance for the individual futures of our troops, denounce this betrayal, vote against it, and if need be, unseat Majority Leader Reid and Speaker Pelosi if they continue down this path of guilty, fatal acquiescence to the tragically misguided will of a monomaniacal president. For ultimately, at this hour, the entire government has failed us. Mr. Reid, Mr. Hoyer, and the other Democrats have failed us. They negotiated away that which they did not own, but had only been entrusted by us to protect our collective will as the citizens of this country, that this brazen war of lies be ended as rapidly and safely as possible. Mr. Bush and his government have failed us. They have behaved venomously and without dignity, of course. That is all at which Mr. Bush is gifted. We are the ones providing any element of surprise or shock here. With the exception of Senator Dodd and Senator Edwards, the Democratic presidential candidates have, so far at least, failed us. They must now speak and make plain how they view what has been given away to Mr. Bush and what is yet to be given away tomorrow and in the thousand tomorrows still to come. because for the next 14 months, the Democratic nominating process, indeed the whole of our political discourse until further notice, has, with the stroke of a cursed pen, become about one thing and one thing alone. The electorate figured this out 6 months ago. The president and the Republicans have not, doubtless will not. The Democrats will figure it out during the Memorial Day recess when they go home, and many of those who elected them will politely suggest that they stay there, and permanently. Because on the subject of Iraq, the people have been ahead of the media, ahead of the government, ahead of the politicians for the last year, or 2 years, or maybe three. Our politics is now about the answer to one briefly worded question. Mr. Bush has failed, Mr. Warner has failed, Mr. Reed has failed. So, who among us will stop this war? This war of lies. To he or she fall the figurative keys to the nation. To all the others, presidents and majority leaders and candidates and rank-and-file congressmen and senators of either party, there is only blame for this shameful and bipartisan betrayal. Good night and good luck.
Keith Olbermann. That's courtesy of MSNBC and Countdown. Gas prices. We'll talk about it next.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Why buy just one of America's best suits when it costs no more to have two? Right now, at the Joseph A. Bank, buy one, get one free sale. Buy any suit in the store, and your second of equal or lesser value is free. Consider the entire stock of sport coats and blazers. Buy one, get one for free. Even all dress pants. Buy one, and your second is, you guessed it, free. How about all wrinkle-resistant cotton twill pants, all luggage, even every executive pinpoint dress shirt? Buy one, and your second of equal or lesser value is free. It's the final days of the Joseph A. Bank Buy One, Get One sale. Suits, sport coats, dress pants, and more. Buy one, and your second is free. Now through Monday.
Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open at Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Jay Martin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in high definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Centopani. The House votes today, the Senate by tomorrow. Before long, President Bush will have a war spending bill he's willing to sign. But it's not the bill left-wing anti-war groups wanted.
Democratic leaders say they've gone as far as they can given the political realities, but Eli Pariser of the liberal group MoveOn.org says there will be a price to pay for not keeping their promise to voters to end the war.
People are impatient, and justifiably so. We have people coming home in body bags every day.
But Democrats also promise not to delay money needed for the troops beyond Memorial Day, and that's the promise they're keeping. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Two more American soldiers have been killed in action in Iraq. In this country, one family knows, two others can only wait and hope.
We recovered the remains of PFC Joseph Anzac.
Military officials say Anzac was the captured soldier whose body was found floating in the Euphrates River yesterday. KCBS-TV's Soraya Fidel spoke to the soldier's family.
They're saying that he had a strong character, was actively involved in school, had a passion for football, but they do remember him wanting to always be in the military.
The search goes on for specialist Alex Jimenez and for Carol Hibner's nephew, Private Brian Fouty.
I thought I maybe never seeing him again and getting another hug.
The White House's President Bush will hold a press conference an hour from now. He'll open with a statement on the war bill and immigration. I'm New Jersey Governor John Corzine, and I should be dead. That's the sober opening line of a public service message that begins airing today to promote seatbelt use. Corzine nearly died because he wasn't buckled up when his state car was involved in a high-speed collision.
It took a remarkable team of doctors and a series of miracles to save my life when all I needed was a seatbelt.
AAA says using a belt can cut the risk of death and critical injury about 50%. Barricades are up on roads around Kansas, where torrential rain is pushing rivers and streams higher and saturating already soaked ground. Parts of the state measured 7 inches of rain by late last night. A small town in eastern India is crowing about a hen that became a rooster. CBS's Ron John Gupta tells us how.
Most people, including the owner, Hazruddin Muhammad, think it's a miracle, and he's refusing to hand over the bird for any further investigations, and people are going to his house to see this bird, which has become, nobody's quite sure whether it's a hen or a cock, but it's become a celebrity.
A University of Florida report a few years back said this sort of thing is possible, but it doesn't happen every day. A winning American Idol doesn't happen every day.
John, we love you!
Awesome. It's awesome.
Thank you for letting me know that someday my dreams could come true.
The dream came true last night for the fans and for 17-year-old songbird Jordan Sparks. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 60 points. NASDAQ is up 6. This is CBS News.
Nelman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Ah, summer. It's travel time. Vacation time.
Dad, are we almost there?
We're not lost, are we?
Honey, wasn't that our exit?
Daddy, what does detour mean?
Did you even look at the map?
This little travel reminder is brought to you by Garmin Street Pilot GPS, where you'll find all the directions you need.
Turn left on Pine Street.
For the most worry-free vacation ever. Garmin, the leader in navigation.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A teenage girl whose mother was found dead in the trunk of her car at her Lafayette home earlier this year will stand trial for first-degree murder, along with her boyfriend, who prosecutors say did the actual killing. A Boulder judge ruling there is enough evidence for 15-year-old Tess Dam and boyfriend Brian Grove to be tried as adults for murder one and the death of 52-year-old Linda Dam. A federal judge has sentenced the first of 10 members of a radical environmental group to 13 years behind bars for several fires, including one that destroyed the Vail Ski Resort in 1998. Stanislaus Meyerhoff faced 30 years in prison, but the judge reduced that, citing his cooperation. Chelsea Gerlach, another suspect who pleaded guilty, will be sentenced tomorrow. And a Greeley jury has acquitted a woman of criminal charges for leaving dog feces in a political mailing at the office of Republican Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave. 64-year-old Kathleen Entz argued that placing the dog doo in the foyer of Musgrave's Greeley office was a form of free speech protected by the First Amendment. The jury agreed. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We'll watch out for several areas now for trouble. We've got westbound I-70 approaching Havana, crash activity. Southbound 25 north of I-70. And we had wrecks reported on 6th at Federal, possibly on both sides there, if you're going in and out of Lakewood. So watch out for severe delays. Still have that mess cleanup going on southbound 25 down south at the Larkspur exit. You can expect at least an hour to get past that crash. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, warmer, high of 67. Tonight, we'll get a few clouds. It'll be breezy, and we'll get a low temperature of 43. Currently, it's fair and 42. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says, take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now buy an 07 Explorer or Expedition, and you'll also get an 03 Focus. That's right. Buy any used 07 Explorer or Expedition, and you also get an 03 Focus, only at Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, or online at cheaperfords.com.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
We're painting? Seriously?
Emma, painting is family fun.
Yeah, we'll get you a cute little painter's hat.
Yeah, blue tape.
Mm-hmm, your own roller.
A mixing stick.
And you can paint your room any color you like.
There's a deal on paint, isn't there?
There's never been a better time to paint. Right now, get $5 off all 1 gallon cans and $20 off all 5 gallon buckets of Behr paints and stains by mail-in rebate. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Good through May 28th in U.S. only. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 here at AM 760 of Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. And if you want one of those It's Our Flag 2 bumper stickers, stop by. You can get one here at AM 760 Progressive Talk right here on South Monaco in the Clear Channel Empire Building right off I-25. All right, let's talk gas prices. The price of gasoline was almost certain to set an inflation-adjusted record today, but the government raised the bar. The price of the pump now has to pass $3.29 a gallon to be higher than it was in March of 1981, taking into account inflation between then and now, the Energy Administration said yesterday. The EIA, the statistical arm of the Department of Energy, previously had said that the March 1981 price of $1.41 or 41.7 cents per gallon was equivalent to $3.22.3 cents in today's money. Let's say hello to somebody who knows something about this. The Center for American Progress has a new report titled Pain in the Gas, Volatile Gas Prices Wreak Havoc on Household Finance Planning. And it talks about the fluctuation of the price of fuel. Our guest is Daniel Weiss, a senior fellow and director of climate strategy at the center. And we're going to talk to him about the gas problem. And Daniel, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Jay.
Sure, you bet. Okay. Is this creative book work on the part of the feds? How do you read that about them raising the bar?
You know, it's... It may be a statistically insignificant amount, and whether or not we hit the record this week or if we hit it next week, the more fundamental issue is that Americans are paying a lot more for gasoline, which means they have to spend less money on other things and also means it cuts into their savings. I think that's the real issue here, whether or not we're within a half a penny of the record or we've actually exceeded the record by a tenth of a cent, to me, is less important.
Now, I'm lucky in the sense that my car gets about 27 to 28 on the highway and maybe about 18 to 19 on the streets. But unless I've got extra places to go, which sometimes I do, I only drive probably 20 miles a day. So I'm not getting penalized like some people who listen to this radio station who have got a 35, 40, 45-minute commute to their job that's to and from. What are those folks going to do?
You know, that's an excellent point, Jay, because the real challenge here is as prices go up and down, people's ability to budget is undermined. People assume that they'd be paying a certain amount for gasoline and they could figure out their commute, and now their commute is going to be 30 to 40% more expensive, which means you either have to take a shorter vacation, not drive as far on your vacation, cut back on your savings. There's all kinds of things that you're going to have to do in order to pay these higher prices. In fact, the Washington Post just released a poll today that showed that due to high prices, over 40% of all Americans are going to spend less money, which has other effects in the economy, and about one-fifth are going to save less money. And so this is having real economic impact on American families. What's unfortunate is that the government has failed to do anything to increase fuel economy standards over the last 20 years. And that means that we're driving cars that are no more fuel efficient than the ones we drove in 1986, which means that we're using more gasoline than we need to get where we need to go.
Some of the automakers are working on the efficiency question. My car, the model year that I have, gets 20% better fuel efficiency than previous models. But I think here's one thing that everybody asks, and we never seem to get a satisfactory answer to this. Gas price rigging. Manipulating, because conventional wisdom is always this. And people say this. You've heard them say it. Oh, yeah, we're going into summer. You watch those gas prices go up. Then you'll say to them, like, well, okay, when do you think they're going to go down? Wait till right before the election time. Then they'll go down again. Or wait till the end of the summer. Then they'll go down again. And everybody suspects there's something going on here, but yet I don't think we've ever really had a concrete answer, yes or no, in any way, shape, or form. Or is the answer out there and we just don't know what it is?
Well, the answer is due to three factors about why prices don't seem to ever go down as quickly as they go up. First is that there has been a reduction by the oil companies in the amount of capacity they have to turn gasoline, to make gasoline from oil. Secondly, the amount that we drive keeps increasing, which keeps demand high. And third, the volatility in the price of oil, because we tend to get it from very unstable places like Nigeria, Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, contributes to high oil prices. So all of these three factors have contributed. Interestingly enough, in the last 2 years, the oil companies have made $250 billion in net profits, yet they are not investing that money in expansion of refinery capacity so that the amount of gasoline that we have continues to remain constant while we're driving more.
Well, now their latest excuse is, here's the latest thing I've heard. Latest thing I've heard is, well, they're not going to invest money in putting new refineries online and getting new refineries going because now they sense that there is this big switch coming to ethanol. And so, therefore, now they're saying, well, there's no profit in that, that eventually we'll lose money, so why should we try? Well, we're years away from that. I mean, it's starting to happen, and I think it's a very encouraging sign. I'm very pro-ethanol, even though I know that a lot of people aren't, but I am. And also, vehicles only contribute, from what I understand, about one-third of the global warming or environmental problem, and then there's lots of other stuff out there that contributes to it. Yet it seems like this seems to be the central issue, which is the cars we drive. So you've got all of that going on as well. You know, all of that is mixed together.
That's right. America needs concrete steps to help get us energy independence that can stop global warming. One of those steps you mentioned, which is using more fuels made from crops, the biofuels they're called. We ought to be able to do that. But in Colorado, for example, there's only 21 service stations that sell a 85% ethanol mix, even though there's millions of cars on the road that could use it to drive with. If we were to have more biofuels, that would reduce demand for gasoline. Demand for gasoline is going to continue for a long time because even as we introduce these other alternative fuels, the demand for the amount that we're driving is still going to be increasing as it has every year. So the oil companies could, if they chose, invest in expanding their refinery capacity rather than consolidating it, which is what they've been doing. Because they've been consolidating their refining capacity, the while the demand has grown, the supply has not grown as quickly. Therefore, you get higher prices. Therefore, oil companies are rolling in profits.
Yeah, and the thing that gets me about this is this is so linked into our economy. This is so linked into our national security that this whole question of pricing ought to be investigated from top to bottom, and the oil companies, there ought to be, as one caller proposed here a couple of weeks ago and thought I wasn't on his side, and I was, but I just wasn't on his side about something else, that there ought to be a windfall profit tax, number one, and that these folks ought to be scrutinized. Because what's the difference between fuel, what's the difference between that and, say, something that is like electricity or water? I mean, you have to have it. It's a fact. And until we get ourselves out of this position that we're in, and there doesn't seem to be any leadership at the top to get this done right now, but until we get ourselves out of the position we're in, I mean, it's a vital, vital piece of this country. So shouldn't there be more regulation?
Well, you're right about that. First of all, just yesterday, the House of Representatives passed a bill that would make price gouging a federal crime for gasoline, which is a very helpful step. Second,
yeah, Bush is threatening to veto that.
I'm shocked to hear that, that he's going to be vetoing legislation the oil companies oppose. Secondly, we could take money, and the House has already voted to do this, take money from big oil companies and invest it in clean energy that would help benefit consumers. take some, end some of the tax breaks in the energy bill that was passed a couple of years ago, end some of the subsidies and the royalty relief that oil companies are getting, and shift those resources into clean energy. The House has already passed that. Hopefully the Senate will be taking that up in June. So Congress is trying to take some steps to do exactly what you've talked about, is to take money from big oil, which made $250 billion in the last 2 years, and shift it to clean energy that helps families.
Well, how about this idea? How about the idea that we mandate that all of the car companies have to provide for existing automobiles and also new automobiles the ability to either convert or they have to build E85 or flex fuel vehicles, and they have to give those of us who don't, they don't have to give it to us. We buy it, but they got to make it available. The ways and means to convert our cars over, and if we all did it together, then we would get ourselves out from underneath all of this. Daniel, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And if people want to know more about this, where can they go to read this report?
That's a great, good suggestion. Go to AmericanProgress.org, which is the website, and there's this report, and there's a flash video with some numbers about gasoline prices. Can I say one quick thing about what you just said?
Yes.
The problem with E85 is, even though we build the cars, in Colorado there's only 21 service stations that sell it.
We have to expand it.
Well, the oil companies have kept a hammer lock on how many service stations sell this fuel.
Well, we have to expand it, and you know what we have to do? We have to break that, and if people have to break ground and build E85 service stations, then that's what they have to do. But while E85 and ethanol is not an end-all be-all, it's a transition, and from a national security standpoint, it puts us in a better position than using crude oil. Don't you think?
It does, but I think we're going to have to force the oil companies to allow us to sell E85.
Well, you know what? They can't. Listen, if I want to.
They're not going to do it on their own.
No. We go outside of them. You get entrepreneurs to go outside of them. You know,
yeah,
it's like,
so since we've got the service station infrastructure already, let's just make the service station sell it. And they want to, but the oil companies prevent them from doing so.
Well, then we have to, you're right, then we have to unlock that. Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate
Thank
it. We'll have you back on again. Thanks so much.
Love to be.
All right. There's Daniel Weiss, Senior Fellow and the Director of Climate Strategy at the Center for American Progress, 8:19 after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Our Senator Ken Salazar will be coming up at 8:30. We'll talk to him about Iraq, immigration, and, yeah, we're going to talk to him about energy, too, if I can get all that stuff in time. Then at 9 o'clock, David Sirota joins us again, and we'll talk to David about the Democratic vote in the Senate that is coming about Iraq and his allegation of dick.
Oh, no. What's the matter? Look, another Leaf Guard gutter systems truck. Somebody else must be getting those gutters that never clog. No more acorns for a squirrel.
Relax, will you? Does the truck say Leaf Guard?
Well, no, but...
Then it's not Leaf Guard. Don't worry. We've been beating sorry imitations and flimsy attachments for years.
Eliminate your squirrely rain gutter problems. Call Leaf Guard for a free estimate today and ask about their $400 off radio discount. 303-289-1409. 303-289-1409.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
3 and 2 acres of beautiful patio furniture. Spelled Fruhoffs, pronounced Freehoffs. They're at 33rd and Arapaho in Boulder.
8:21, 21 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rockies Autos, you need a gas saver? You got to go to Rockies. That's where Mary and I got ours, and that's where you can get yours, because they have got a huge selection, over 500 vehicles on the lot, And I'm telling you, they got Volkswagens, they got Hondas, they got Toyotas, they got Nissan, they got Dodge, they got Chevy, they got Ford, whatever it is you want it, they've got it. They've got Saab, they've got Subaru. The list just goes on and on. Even the 07s are there. Right now you can save big money, too, where they're matching down incentive. So they work with you to make you comfortable and get you the vehicle you want. Maybe you need a second car. Maybe this is, you know, it's time for you to get another car, and you think to yourself, well, you know, I buy a new one, and then I drive it off the lot, and it depreciates, and I'm going to take the hit. Well, don't do that. Go to Rockies and let somebody else take the hit. Check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. Get out there and see the Alshier brothers, Tom and Marv. They're great people. Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard, Fred Labrato, Johnny Mays, Adolph, Juan, Freddie Labrato. Can't leave Freddie out. There's just so many great people working out there. Stop by and see them. Get the deal of your life. And deal with people who will deal with you on an honest and open basis. They're open Monday through Saturday, Rockies Autos, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You come a little bit after 9, everything will be fine. They'll take care of you. That's Rockies Autos, corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
If you're thinking about doing a little home improvement this weekend, then Lowe's Big Memorial Day event is the place you should be looking. Because today, if you spend $299 or more and put everything on your Lowe's consumer credit card, you can ask for special financing for 12 months. And now through Monday, via mail-in rebate, you can get $5 off 1 gallon and $20 off 5 gallons of Valspar Ultra Premium, Signature Colors, and Duramax Paint. Plus, take 20% off all special order flooring. Lowe's, let's build something together. See store for details.
We've never been introduced.
You wouldn't recognize me in an elevator.
We enjoy different sports.
But if you ever need it, I would give you my blood.
Your blood could save a life. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Call 1-800-GIVE-LIFE. Or visit givelife.org today.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
There is pushback over the deal Democrats made with President Bush on funding the war in Iraq. Congressman Dennis Kucinich will join us to give us his take on the whole deal. And the House has passed legislation to deal with price gouging. We'll give you the details. Google wants to get more information from you to organize your life. You on board with that? We'll talk about it. We'll take your calls and the latest news on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Elvis.
We're caught in a trap. You can't walk out.
Elvis, Regina.
Because I
doing Elvis today. You know what I want to do tomorrow?
Baby.
Let's do Josh Stone or somebody. Or how about the old 97s? Or how about the Animals? Anybody see that thing about the British beat that was on PBS? And Eric Burton was on there. And he is like, I would love to interview him. He is a wild guy. 825, 25 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk, partly cloudy, high today, 68. He had on Che Guevara shirt. What they call in, I guess, Europe, a Che Guevara club shirt. Just so happens I have a Che Guevara t-shirt on today. Does that mean I'm a communist? No. I just do it to provoke the other reactionaries in the building. All right, do I have time to squeeze in one call before we get to Senator Salazar? Let's go to Terry on Capitol Hill. Terry, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Marvin. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right, man. How about you?
All right. A little upset about this whole Democrat thing going on. I voted crap for the first time in my life in the last election. We've talked about it before, and now they bailed on why we voted him in, and there's just, it doesn't make any sense, and there's nowhere to go anymore.
Well, I think the nowhere to go answer is pretty apparent, and the nowhere to go answer is simply this, that in anything you try to accomplish, whether it's in your personal life, whether it's in your professional life, or whether it's in your, or whether it's political, whatever you try to accomplish, you're going to have ups and downs. There's going to be bad times and good times. And trust me, I like to lay in the valley and wallow as much as the next guy. But we got to get to the mountaintop. And the only way to get to the mountaintop is not to run away, but is to push harder.
that's a very good point. But when you push and you get enough people to change to where they got the election they did in 06, and then they turn right around on it, that kind of blows the trust they have.
Well, no, it only blows the trust with those people, but it doesn't blow the trust with the entire situation. There are people out there who are going to run for the presidency of the United States who, and I said this early this morning between 6 and 6:30, I'm going to tell you right now, I mean, I've been backing Barack Obama, but John Edwards came right straight out and denounced this, mm-hmm. came right straight out and made a great case about how he feels about the vote and about Iraq. And I thought, and Mary is leaning or is supporting John Edwards, and I started leaning towards John Edwards last night because Barack Obama said, well, I got to read it first, and Hillary Clinton said, well, I'll say something when I have something to say about it.
I'm kind of going the same way. I was supporting Barack Obama as well, and I still might, depending on what he says, but the way John Edwards came out makes it very apparent. At least he's sticking to what he's always said since he started this campaign.
That's right. So here's your choice. Your choice is this. Walk away, and trust me, I am as tempted to do this as you are. I am as alienated and as angry and as tempted, and I want to let go of all of that, and I'm very concerned that we don't have the right approach to get independents and dissatisfied Republicans and get them involved. I have the same feelings you do. But when you get down to the bottom line and you sit there and think about it to yourself quietly, you either have two choices. We either have to push harder to make change and hang in there, or accept defeat, walk away, and let your country down at a time when it really needs you.
True.
I choose not to walk away. I choose to keep pushing. And I'm not walking on the Democratic Party. I'm not happy about it. I'm like you. I'm frustrated. We both are. We're both angry. But we're just going to hang in there, and we're just going to have to keep going, man, because we, Terry, we have no choice. We got to save these kids' lives.
And we can't keep doing what's going on now, that's for sure.
Well, there you go, brother.
So keep up the good work. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, it's you and me together.
All righty.
Thanks, Terry.
Bye.
All right, coming up, we'll talk to Senator John Salazar. I'm just going to Ken Salazar. I don't know why I said John. This is his brother. And I'm just going to tell him that a lot of us are just, we just feel bad. I mean, we feel alienated and bad. And will Gina and I discuss Elvis? Yes, we will, shortly. But right now, Gina has to discuss the traffic. Gina.
Yeah, and thanks, Jay. And it's just a mess right now in the metro area. We've got wrecks on both sides of 6th Avenue right near Federal. So you can expect a major jam there, both directions, in or out of the Lakewood area. Westbound I-72 vehicle crash approaching Havana has those delays back to Chambers. Northbound I-25 was stop and go out of the tech center due to a crash north of Orchard. And if you are brave enough to head into the high country, it's looking a lot better. We do have westbound I-70 affected right near Mount Evans Road in Idaho Springs. A semi dropped a load there of pipes, so watch out for that as well. Weather today, partly cloudy and warmer with a high of 67. Currently, it's fair and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Make every day special with the $2.79 sub of the day from Subway Restaurants. A different, fresh, regular 6-inch Subway sandwich.
Research shows sleep deprivation can cause hallucinations. But you're not imagining things when we say the mattress sale is going on now at Sears. Get 50% off Sealy, Serta, and Searsopedic mattresses. Plus 10% off all brands. Even free delivery after mail-in rebate on mattress purchases over $4.99. The Sears mattress sale is not a hallucination. That big purple gopher sitting next to you is. Excludes Stearns and Foster clearance, closeout outlet stores, and crib mattresses. Free standard delivery. Outside local delivery area, customer pays an additional charge. Rebate values, local areas, and additional charges vary. Maximum rebate value, $65. Sale and offer ends 6/07.
Now that the weather's warmed up, bet you're spending a lot of time outside. How is your patio furniture? If it's got strings hanging off and springs poking through, it's time to get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. May is comfort month, and the more you buy, the more you save. Check out all the deep seating furniture that's so luxurious and comfortable, and the sale includes most brands they carry. Freehoff's always has same-day delivery and 2 acres of beautiful patio furniture. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's. They're at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Get the truth about family housing from the Fair Housing Hotline at 1-866-231-6946. This announcement was sponsored by the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
The heat is on. Jack with Jack Misek Heating and Cooling here, reminding you that the spring specials are just about over on America's Standard Air Conditioning Systems. Now's the time to call for savings on high-efficient, energy-saving American Standard Comfort System. Call now before the savings are gone. Call Jack Misek Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin works hard to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, for a full 24 hours. It works so well, only Claritin has proven to make me alert and focused. Not drowsy, like some other medicines can. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Stay alert, stay focused, live Claritin Clear.
Use it directed, only brand clinically tested.
Basil Docs has four Denver metro locations. Washington Park, Crestmore, Virginia Village, the Highlands, and Keystone in Summit County. Check us out at basildocspizza.com.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone, and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth, and we'll send you a free information kit, including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands, and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-700-0141 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me.
What that both sound?
A little more bite, a little less.
Sounds like he's singing in down a well. Remember when Top 40 Radio used to have that? You used to have the echo on the audio with the disc jockeys. They ever had that here in Denver? I don't know, but they had it on. They had it like at WLS and places like that. 8:34, 34 minutes to half the hour here. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Part of the cloudy high today, 68. Waiting for Senator Ken Salazar to get in touch with us. He's scheduled to be on. Let's hope he makes it. There's a lot going on, as you know, on Capitol Hill, including the Iraq debate and the Iraq vote. And I see the line ring now. I see the line ring now, and hopefully Mr. Turk will catch it, and we'll get him on. And I don't know how much time we'll have with him, but we'll ask him about these things, about Iraq, about immigration reform. And if we've got time to squeeze it in, we'll ask him about gas prices and also energy. And I got to say, I appreciate him taking the time to be on the program, because there's a lot going on. And one thing about Colorado's delegation, they have been extremely cooperative. And so let's talk to Senator Ken Salazar. Senator, good morning. I know you're busy, and welcome to the show, and thanks for taking time out to talk to us.
Thank you, Jay. I appreciate being on the show again.
All right. Let's start with Iraq. You know that there are a ton of us, and I mean a ton of us, who are just, we don't know what to do. We don't know whether to be angry. We don't know some of us are disillusioned. It seems like everything we worked so hard for in 06, it's just not going to happen. How do you stand on this latest bill, and give us some comments?
Yeah, we are in the process of disengaging from Iraq. I mean, that's essentially what's going to happen. And I think what has happened in the debate and the many bills that we passed, including the one that had the timeline for the beginning of redeployment, which is the Reid 11 bill that I supported and voted on, is a clear indication that we're nearing the end in terms of our engagement in Iraq. And really what the debate is going to turn to now is going to be how we move forward with that orderly withdrawal from Iraq. I think we can find consensus that, one, we need to get our troops home, and, two, we need to maximize the opportunity of stabilizing what's happening in Iraq and in the Middle East. It is a war-torn area, as we see on television every day, and the only way that we're going to be able to do that is if we find some kind of common way forward. But I do, at the end of the day, Jay, believe that the strong debate and engagement with the president and the veto and everything that's gone on in Washington has gotten us on a pathway to a new direction in Washington. We don't control the presidency, and so you know, it's not like we can just turn the switch on and off.
There's just no way to force his hand, Senator? I'm talking about the president.
There are going to be two more opportunities very quickly that will be coming up. Okay, one is going to be in the defense authorization bill, where there will be new legislation to try to deal with Iraq and to try to set a new policy in Iraq. That will be coming up within a month. There will be the new appropriations for the next fiscal year. So we're going to have more bites at this apple, but we are in the process now where we even have gotten Republicans to understand that it's time for us to move forward with an orderly disengagement from Iraq.
Okay. Can you tell us how you're going to vote today?
On the supplemental?
Yes.
I am going to vote for it.
Okay. One quick last one, because we've only got about a minute and a half. Immigration. Where do we stand on that?
Issue.
And it's a very, very tough issue. And just tell us briefly your feelings about it.
Yeah, I think very simply what we need to do is, you know, we need to have secure borders. We need to enforce the laws, including employer sanctions here in this country. The United States has turned a blind eye and a deaf ear to non-enforcement now for 20 years. And at the end of the day, we need to deal with the biggest and most controversial issue here has been what we do with 12 million workers here in America who are the ones that are changing the sheets in hotel rooms, pouring the concrete, working at places like the Swift plant and really doing all those sorts of things, and we need to deal with them in a humane way, and I think that the concept that we have come up with, that I've been a part of the team trying to pull forward, is the right way to go, and that is to bring these 12 million people out of the shadows and the underclass of our society into the sunlight of society where they have a chance to become full participants and living the American dream, and we'll continue to try to work through what is probably there are two huge issues that are just absolutely contentious and poisonous in Washington right now. One is Iraq, and the other is immigration. And I hope that in the months ahead, we're going to be able to figure out a way of wading through that poison and getting us to a solution that's good for America for the long run.
All right, thank you. You know, as a constituent of yours, I wish you would vote against the supplemental, but you have to do what you feel is right. Thank you so much for your time, as always. I know you're busy, hope to talk to you again soon.
Jay, let me just say one more thing about that supplemental, okay? That,
sure.
When you think about what it is that the president had wanted here, the president simply wanted a blank check, okay? That's what he's gotten for 6 years here. Okay, this is not a blank check. I mean, I've not seen the language yet, but I understand that the language that's going to be included in there language that has 18 very specific benchmarks that the president has to report on. He'll have to report on July 15th. He'll have to report on October 15th. And in addition to that, if this language is still in there, and I haven't seen the language, but it's language that I helped insert in there, is to have somebody outside of the Bush administration come in and give us an assessment of what's happening on the ground in Iraq. And that would be done by the General Accounting Office. And in addition to that, we'll have somebody who's independent. Frankly, we have the name General Jones, who used to be the Supreme Allied Commander of NATO, also come in and doing an assessment. So it's not just the Bush administration that is out there speaking whatever they want to speak about what's happening on the ground. So there's some accountability measures that are included in this thing that people ought to read carefully before judgments are made. You know, we are starting the process of disengaging, and I think that's what's really important for people to understand.
Well, I respect you, but unfortunately, I don't trust George Bush, and I just have this feeling that he will ignore those things and he will do what he wants to do, and he doesn't care what anybody thinks, and it's sad. It's really sad.
I think the American people, Jay, have beat him up over the head. I think we beat him up over the head. You know, I've always said he needs to take his hands off his ears, and he needs to start listening to the American people. He needs to start listening to military leaders. He should have started listening to the Iraq Study Commission when they came up with their bipartisan proposal in December. And I think that he's finally gotten to that point. Well, I sure hope so, because there's too much at stake here.
All right, I'll bet you a steak dinner.
All right, my friend. I'll bet you. Here's the deal. Okay, the Iraq Study Group said, okay, we do these things. we can be out of combat way where we're not in in Iraq, the beginning of 08. But that's where we are. And so we are starting to come out.
All right. I'll bet you a steak dinner, Senator.
All right. Steak dinner.
Thank you, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. We'll see you later. There's Senator Ken Salazar. Well, let's see. We'll see if I get a steak dinner, he gets one. And, of course, if he has to buy one for me, he'll get off cheap because I can only eat an ounce at the max, an ounce and a half. All right, 42 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's Van in Boulder. Van, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. The reason I'm calling is I actually called in Senator Salazar's office yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And when I talked to his staff yesterday, he told me that he was a firm supporter of timeline and that he was going to introduce a strong bill next week. And I don't know about you, but I didn't hear any of that just now.
Well, I didn't hear it either, and...
And you gave him an opportunity to bring it up a couple of different times. I mean, you know, I know that you have to show respect for the senator, and, you know, I think that he has done some positive things, and he's really working hard for rural families in Colorado. But he has to understand that there's not much of a divergence between the rural families of Colorado and our attitude about the war and what needs to happen. You've got some dead-enders, some just hardcore people, the same people that don't believe in evolution, that are still supporting Bush, and I think you're absolutely right. You have to make Bush do this. You're not going to have any type of consensus or agreement. You know, Senator Salazar needs to understand that he's not dealing or working with a reasonable man.
Well, I think he's going to owe me a steak dinner. That's number one. And then
yeah, I do too, and I say go for Kobe beef, and that way that ounce and a half will cost him a bundle.
Well, and then the other thing is, I really like him, okay? I don't agree with him all the time, but I like him. And it doesn't do any good to, you know, get disrespectful and loud.
Oh, no, I
go crazy.
That, but his staff lied to me yesterday, and I'm one of his constituents, and I voted for him in 04.
Well, then you should bring that to his attention.
Oh, I definitely am going to. I'm not going to just call this time. I'll write a letter. But I mean, you know, maybe the policy changed overnight, and he hadn't informed his staff of the new talking points. I think that's actually probably what happened. Because I don't know about you, but I was pretty much blindsided when we went from, you know, everybody supporting timelines. It's going to come out. We're going to reintroduce a tough bill out of the House. The House is going to toughen up the Senate bill to this. You know.
Well. To me, let me end up by saying this to you, man. There's too much craziness. There's too much craziness on all of these issues. There's all this craziness. It's overwhelming. And there's only one answer to Iraq. And the answer is, we have to get out. And we have to get out because you cannot make people do what they do not want to do, and they do not want what we want for them. Okay? I mean, that's the bottom line. That's exactly where it stands. I don't care who spins what. I don't care who says what. I don't care if they're on the left or the right or the middle or whatever the story is. They do not want what we want for them. They have no conception, nor do they believe, in the separation of church and state. They have a civil war going on. The only way to stop that and to settle it is you got to bring neighboring countries in there who are Arabic, okay, and Persian to fix that situation. Because if you stop and put yourself in the average Iraqi's position, you've got some guy from another country dressed in fatigues and battle gear with sunglasses on and a helmet, who is telling you on a daily basis what to do. The infrastructure of the country is a mess. The place is traumatized. What are you going to do? You going to sit there and take that, or are you going to react?
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine what America would look like if we actually ever had an occupying force.
You cannot.
Oh, I can. I can, you know, I'm talking about, like, Holy Hannah, it'd be nuts.
Right.
I mean, you're talking, you know.
It'd be terrible.
That,
so, so you can't want for them what they don't want for themselves. Van, I got to run, man.
Later. Thanks a lot, Jay.
Sure, you bet. Gary Longmont, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Is it Jay?
Yes, it is, sir.
Hi, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Great. Hey, thanks for bringing Senator Salazar to the radio for all of us to hear his words. I agree with the guy who just called, and I agree with you too. Something's got to change. And the fact that they balked and they didn't keep on Bush with this same bill over and over and over again, just it makes me quite angry. Because now they look like a bunch of pansies to everyone. Because they have just folded and said, okay, well, we'll wait till the next time. Bull is all I have to say. Bull. And I won't complete that. But I'm really disappointed. I've been disappointed in Senator Salazar quite often because I feel that he's not supporting my views, and I've called and sent letters as well. So it's just, it's really too bad that we're not able to have some Democrats with backbones.
Well, I think he has backbone, but I think the difference between him and maybe the difference between you and I and him is that he takes a very modest, very slow, very toned-down approach, and like every human being, he sometimes does things that either you sit back and say, well, I don't get this, or I don't agree with him. And I'm pretty much for a toned-down, moderate, kind of slow approach. Except when it comes to this. Because I believe, that this has gone on long enough.
Yeah, you're right. And
yeah, it's like I said to Van, you can't want something. You can't force somebody to do something that they don't want.
Right, and you know, that's very applicable to what's going on with Bush and Congress as well, because Bush doesn't want what they want and what the American people want, and so he's fighting against everyone, and his supporters are getting fewer and fewer from what I can tell. I was for a toned-down version as well a couple years ago, but since this has dragged on and we've seen more and more scandal after scandal regarding this, regarding everything else with this administration, I am for kicking butt and taking names.
Well, when it comes to Iraq, man, I'm right there with you. We need to get out. That's the end. That's the bottom line. I got to get traffic. Thank you, Gary. Call me again.
All right. Take it easy. Bye.
All right. 8:50, 50 minutes after the hour. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, for such a beautiful morning, it's just turned into a really messy ride around the metro area, actually in and outside of town. Still dealing with that problem, of course, southbound I-25 near Larkspur, where they had to clean up a major wreck involving a semi. We have problems on 6th Avenue still, both directions between I-25 and Sheridan. Wrecks on both sides of the roadway there. Westbound I-70 jammed up between Chambers and Havana due to a crash, as is northbound I-25 at Orchard if you are headed out of the tech center. Keep in mind, we still have some icy patches being reported on US 285 just east of Conifer. Weather outlook today. Looking for partly cloudy skies. Warmer day for sure with a high of 67. Tonight we've got a few clouds. It'll be breezy with a low of 43. And right now it is fair and 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, where dedicated and caring nurses is the key to their success as an academic level 1 trauma center and safety.
CheaperUsedAutos.com,
where you'll always find the best used car prices.
Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs. All makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Best used car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Regular folks love a bargain. Regular folks work hard for their dough.
Join Curious Theater Company for a world premiere so big it could only be Malmart the Musical. That's right, Malmart the Musical. A new comic musical that breaks out of the big box, always. Half-price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. Can't remember? Google Curious Theater Denver. Get bargain tickets to Malmart the Musical at curioustheater.org/radio.
Lowe's big Memorial Day event this weekend, and save big. Lowe's, let's build something together. See store for details.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learnt your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know. That this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-500-0604 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. And the Rosetta Stone program offers 28 different languages. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-500-0604. That's 1-800-500-0604.
By using A.D. Kessler's creative real estate methods, we've bought and sold 10 houses, and we have a real estate portfolio worth over $1 million. We're buying 2 houses a month now.
You too can become a creative real estate millionaire. This is A.D. Kessler, and I can show you how you can make up to $10,000 or more each and every month for the rest of your life without using any of your own money.
Call right now and I'll send you my best-selling book, A Fortune at Your Feet, along with my Creative Real Estate DVD. That's a $49 value that's yours for just the shipping and handling fee.
Now's the time to get it and to learn how to make money in real estate the A.D. Kessler way. Call now for this special free offer. Get A.D.'s book and Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video free.
Let me share with you the step-by-step formulas that can make you more money during this next real estate downturn than ever before.
Call now for this limited-time free offer. 800-549-8053. 800-549-8053. Create the success you deserve. 1-800-549-8053.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Eddie Rabbit wrote this. And then, of course, after he wrote it, he took all the royalty money and spent it like cocaine. Well, it's true, man. Eddie Rabbit, a bad cocaine habit. He's worked taking a dirt nap now. 8:55, 55 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Partly cloudy, high today, 66. Reaction to Ken Salazar, Senator Salazar being on the show. And, boy, I don't know who to take here. Everybody is very, very upset. Let's go to David in Pine Junction. David, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
I wanted to tell you that, as an aside, Eddie Rabbit had one really great album. And it was called Love Lines. I don't know if you've ever heard
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but everything else was kind of like
mediocre.
And then the other problem he had was that song Any Which Way But Loose, I think, that he had out.
Yeah.
Because it was associated with that Clint Eastwood film, it got played so much.
Oh, yeah, and some like driving down the highway or you had some other.
Oh, yeah, what was the other one? What was the up-tempo one?
Yeah, I didn't like it either.
Yeah, because it got played too much.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
What I wanted to say, and I actually called before you talked to Kim because I wanted you to ask him this. This, to me, seems like a legitimate question for these congressmen, senators. How many more soldiers are they willing to let die? I mean, we're going to get out. And I would expect a number. I don't want to hear a mealy mouth. Well, you know, I don't want any more soldiers than have to die. We are getting out. Who is going to be the last soldier that dies over there for this? We've been in this war four years, longer than World War II, and Bush and them can't win it. I mean, come on, one country didn't even have an air force, and we can't win it?
Well, we can't win it because we're not fighting a conventional war. We're fighting a guerrilla war. They are extremely hard to win, and that we are also stuck in the middle of a civil war, which, you know, it's like having your two big brothers try to beat the crap out of each other while you stick yourself in the middle and say, stop it, boys, and you're getting punched from both sides. I mean, that's what the problem is. And how many will die? I don't know. The only thing we can hope to do, I think, is raise enough hell through emails and calls and bring it up often enough that they turn around in September and raise it again. That's all we can do.
But how many more people are? How many more people?
I don't know. I don't have an answer. I wish that I did. Take care. I got to run. Well, I'm sorry. I'm just out of time. Okay. David Sirota on this coming up next.
Did you know you can listen to AM 760 online? It's easy. Just click Listen Live on AM760.net. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. While you're there, check out Jay Marvin's video of the week. Find out what Randy Rhoads looks like. Or look up tomorrow's weather forecast on AM760.net.
Why buy just one of America's best suits when it costs no more to have two? Right now, at the Joseph A. Bank, buy one, get one free sale. Buy any suit in the store, and your second of equal or lesser value is free. Consider the entire stock of sport coats and blazers. Buy one, get one for free. Even all dress pants. Buy one, and your second is, you guessed it, free. How about all wrinkle-resistant cotton twill pants? All luggage, even every executive pinpoint dress shirt. Buy one, and your second of equal or lesser value is free. It's the final days of the Joseph A. Bank. Buy one, get one sale. Suits, sport coats, dress pants, and more. Buy one, and your second is free. Now through Monday.
Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open at Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhoads, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The engine's running in the real estate market again. The Commerce Department says new home sales jumped last month. Dave Siders is with the National Association of Home Builders.
New home sales numbers for April, quite a surprise, reported to be up 16% from March. March was pretty darn low, but this is a very good number.
That was the strongest showing in 14 years, but it was definitely a buyer's market as prices plunged by a record of more than 11%. Tomorrow comes the monthly report on previously owned homes. A California family is in mourning after the military has made it official the identification of the body recovered yesterday in Iraq. It was that of PFC Joseph Anzac Jr., one of the three soldiers who disappeared earlier this month. KCBS-TV reporter Soraya Fidel has more.
They held a vigil of sorts at the father's home, basically remembering and reflecting on the short life lived and his passion for being in the military. And today they are remembering him as a hero here in his hometown of Torrance, California.
The intensive search goes on for the two other men. Two more U.S. troops have been killed, the military says, and a car bomb in Fallujah has left at least 26 people dead. Iraq will be high on the agenda as the president meets with reporters at this hour. Here's CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer at the White House.
The president will open the news conference with a statement on two pressing issues, the fight with congressional Democrats over war funding and the battle for immigration reform. Look for questions on those challenges and other key issues, including the future of Attorney General Gonzalez and those ever-increasing gasoline prices.
And they keep climbing just as Memorial Day looms. AAA says the national average is top $3.22 a gallon, up 37 cents from a month ago. Well, there's a new call to make it less attractive attracted to light up. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato explains.
An Institute of Medicine panel demands tough new steps to reduce smoking, including sharply raising cigarette taxes and setting aside up to $20 for every American man, woman, and child for tobacco control efforts. It says health insurers should be required to make smoking cessation programs a lifetime benefit, and it demands that Congress give the FDA broad authority to regulate tobacco products. The panel says despite smoking declines, tobacco still costs the U.S. healthcare system $89 billion yearly. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
A horrible scene in Saginaw, Michigan, where a stepfather and five children have been killed in an early morning house fire. Fire Chief Lathel Wise says the intensity of the flames and the thick smoke made it difficult for firefighters to reach the victims.
Once they got inside, you know, and they were able to find five children, one adult male, and they brought them outside. They were unconscious.
Only the children's mother was pulled to safety. The blaze began in the kitchen where the stepfather had been cooking. The Commerce Department says U.S. factory orders for big-ticket items climbed 0.6 points last month. That was weaker growth than had been expected. And checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 9 points, the NASDAQ off 14, S&P 500 down 5. This is CBS News.
From the crack of dawn to late at night, cops are on the lookout for seatbelt violations. It doesn't matter when or where you drive, wear a seatbelt or you will get a ticket. Cops are cracking down like never before. So remember, always buckle up or you will get caught day and night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A teenager whose mother was found dead at their home had told her boyfriend to kill her mom. Then she called him to ask what was taking so long. That's according to chilling testimony in Boulder. A Boulder judge now says there is enough evidence for 15-year-old Tess Dam and her boyfriend Brian Grove to be tried as adults on first-degree murder and the death of 53-year-old Linda Dam. A U.S. Senate committee has approved a bill expanding Mesa Verde National Park's boundary in southwest Colorado by more than 300 acres. That's to protect the entrance from commercial development. Focus on the Family says it's sticking to its guns. The recent Supreme Court decision upholding a ban on late-term abortions is a step in the right direction. That despite criticism from other anti-abortion groups. Colorado Right to Life says Focus founder James Dobson wrongly characterized the court's ruling as a victory. And Fort Collins police are inviting women to come and view photographs of about 1,300 pieces of underwear stolen from laundry rooms near CSU to see if any of it is theirs. Police say the 43-year-old suspect who took bras, panties, stretch pants, and pantyhose over the past several months is still behind bars, and no, he is not offering any explanations. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we're finally starting to shake loose from all of these problems we've had in and outside the metro area. Looking a little bit better now on 6th, both directions there between I-25 and Sheridan. It is a little slow from earlier wrecks. Westbound I-70, a bit sluggish as well between Chambers and Havana. And we still have traffic backups down south, southbound I-25 near Larkspur, although that semi-wreck has finally been cleared. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 Soft Gels. Call 1-800-406-3375. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 Fish Oil by calling 1-800-406-3375. 1-800-406-3375.
7 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Partly cloudy, high today 68. Woo, boy. Email smoking at AM760.net. A lot of people are angry at me. Oh, you let Senator Salazar off the hook. You know what? I'll tell you something. I ask him the questions, and that's all I'm going to do. And I'm not going to yell at him, and I'm not going to scream. And if you want to get your own radio show, then I suggest you go get one. Okay? Otherwise, screw off. Thank you. Tommy Tancredo has weighed in. Mr. Tancredo rips Edwards' comments. That's, of course, presidential candidate John Edwards, on the war on terror as a bumper sticker slogan. Tom, get busy going house to house for illegal aliens, will you please? Get busy. Stop talking and do something. All right, let's say hello to David J. Sirota, who is a longtime friend of this show, whose book Hostile Takeover is now out in paperback. Who has various things to say about various things and is one of the smartest people I know. And, David, that'll have to suffice as an introduction. Is that a good one?
That is a good one. Thank you. The only other thing I would add is that I'm moving down to Denver soon.
Yeah, well, we can't wait for that, too. Hopefully you'll move into my neighborhood.
I'm going to be somewhere in, I think, Mayfair or so.
Yeah, well, you'll be close to me.
Yeah.
You'll regret that in the end, I'll tell you right now. Okay. So I'll be over at your house every Sunday expecting instant analysis in the morning of all the Sunday talk shows. So I don't have to do it myself. I just do have you do it.
Yeah.
All right. We're screwed. So all I can say about the Iraq thing, we're screwed.
What's going on in the Congress right now is pretty bad. People who tune in to C-SPAN today, if you watch what's going on, you're going to see a big show. It's going to look like a big light show, but it's all designed to trick you. Here's what's going on. They're bringing a bill down to the floor of the House, which will fund the Iraq war with no benchmarks, no timetables for withdrawal, nothing binding. It is a blank check to the president. Now, you're not going to hear that. What you're going to hear is Democrats are saying that they're actually voting against the blank check for the president for this war. And here's what's going on. They have created a parliamentary move where, in bringing the bill to the floor, approving a parliamentary vote will essentially seal the passage of the blank check without actually having a real vote on the blank check. So the rule, which sets the terms for the debate of the bill, if that passes, it brings an underlying bill that has no benchmarks, and then there is a Republican amendment that's allowed to fully fund the war that the Democrats know is going to pass. And so they're all going to stand up and make a big scene about how they're opposing this Republican amendment, even though the rule that they have voted for right before that vote made that Republican amendment, deliberately made it in order and allowed to be voted on, and they know it's going to pass. So they have rigged the situation to make it seem as if they're opposing the war, when in fact they're using their power to pass a blank check.
What would you have had them do? I like Edwards' idea that just keep resubmitting the bill over and over and over and make him veto it constantly.
That's exactly right. I wrote that right even before he vetoed the first one. I said just keep sending him back, and if you want to change it a little every time, you know, make one part stronger, you know, the next time, you can send him back, you know, different variations of the same bill to further isolate him. I think that was the way to go. And you know what? We see a Democratic Party that just doesn't have the guts to even stand up to a president who, I keep reminding people, according to Newsweek, is now at the lowest approval rating of any president in three decades of presidential polling. It is unfathomable.
So what are we going to do? What in the world are we going to do?
Well, I don't think the fight is lost yet. I think that there is a chance, and it would take a miracle, there is a chance that we're going to get a number of Democrats to vote against this rule and stop this bill dead in its tracks right now. You only need about 20 Democrats voting for it, because all the Republicans, strangely enough, are going to vote against the rule for different reasons. They're going to vote against the rule today because they want to have an open debate. They want to actually go out and brag about supporting the war. The other thing that might happen, and I think people should start gearing up for this, is to ask our senators to filibuster. I mean, you know, you got a lot of senators who are running for president, running around saying they really oppose the war, and they're doing everything they can within their power to stop the war. Well, anytime you hear a senator say that, remind yourself that you haven't seen that senator on the floor of the Senate like Mr. Smith goes to Washington, you know, reading a phone book. These senators want to talk about stopping the war, but each of them has the ability to filibuster. So I'm hopeful that somebody, at least one of them, is going to try to use that power.
How about Feingold?
Exactly. I think I've heard that he is looking into this. I'm not sure if it'll happen. You know, he hasn't come out and said it's going to happen. But here, people need to remember this. I think what's incredible about this moment that we're at is we're really finally having a glimpse into how it really works and how politicians often try to trick us. You see a senator say that they are doing everything they can to stop the war. You should ask that senator, why aren't you on the floor of the Senate right now filibustering? Why aren't you putting holds on other bills to force the Democratic leadership not to bring this to the floor? I mean, I want to make one other key point here. Remember, there are very few opportunities where Democrats have veto power. And by that I mean where if they do nothing, something happens, okay? On the Iraq war, if the Democrats do nothing, if they don't schedule a vote on the bill, if they don't bring a spending bill to the floor, as is their power to schedule votes, then they ultimately force an end to the funding of the war. I'm not saying that they necessarily want to do that, but the Democrats don't realize that they, in this equation, actually have the ultimate power. The fact that they're not using that is just pathetic.
The whole thing is pathetic. You know what? The whole thing from A to Z is pathetic. It's disgusting.
It really is. And I said to a friend, it's like, you know, to the spoils, you know, go the people who use the power that they're granted. And, you know, to the scrap heap of history go the people who refuse to use the power they were given. I mean, it's not like we didn't just have an election where the country gave the Democrats the power of Congress specifically so they could use that power to end the war. I mean, you know, it's not some unrelated issue to how they got into power. And, you know, Feingold said something a while ago where he said, you know, oh, I've heard a lot of Democrats say, you know, if we do anything, we'll end up owning the war. Okay, now if you can get past the sort of, you know, nauseating idea of politicians, you know, refusing to do something because they don't want to politically own the war. And if you can get by that, the political calculation is wrong. If you get elected to do something and then you deliberately don't do it, you, by virtue of that act, you potentially own the issue even more than the person you're supposedly against, because, you know, George Bush, last I checked, he was elected in 2004 saying he supports the war. So at least he was elected in some ways on honest pretenses. Being elected on false pretenses, saying we're going to do everything we can to end the war, and then a week later turning around and deliberately continuing the war, I would say that's a way to own the war.
Well, I would agree. The other thing is, if you look at the public opinion polls, the Democrats, we were winning the public opinion debate.
Absolutely.
And I mean, why? So what causes this? Why do they do this?
Well, I think there's a couple things. I think there is a general Democratic Party fear of wielding power. I think that there is a consultant class, a professional consultant class in Washington, which seems to, which has long thought that capitulating to George Bush is good politics. You know, Fred Yang today, a pollster, said in one of the papers, said that this is really good that the Democrats are capitulating because it means that George Bush can't attack them on the Memorial Day recess. Again, somehow forgetting that George Bush is the most unpopular president in three decades. You know, so I think there's a lot of things that go into why this is happening. I think the most disturbing thing, though, really should be about the idea that, that we now have a system, very clearly, a government and political system, where really no matter how intense public opposition is to something, the political system has insulated itself to govern in opposition to that. I mean, in reporting my next book, I asked one senator, I said, you know, what has to happen to end the war? You know, we're at 70% basically opposed the war. I mean, what happens if it gets to 99%? You know, is Congress still going to be able to be voting for the war? I mean, that's the real scary thing. We are seeing now that the system itself can resist mass popular opposition. It's very frightening.
Boy, not only the system, but as a guy told me yesterday, whether it's Alberto Gonzalez, whether it's Iraq, whatever it is, basically, this guy who's leading this country just thumbs his nose and does whatever the hell he wants. We have an out-of-control government with no checks and balances.
And that's really the issue. I mean, look, I'm not trying to absolve, you know, George Bush or the Republicans. You know, they are the core problem here. Okay, they are, you know, George Bush is running the war, et cetera, et cetera. The reason I've been focusing lately on the Democrats is it's like, you know, they actually have power. They have a responsibility to use that power, and they are not using that power. I find that in some ways, I actually find that more offensive than even George Bush and the Republicans in a certain level. It's that, you know, we know George Bush and the Republicans are playing their role. It's like Star Wars, right? They're Darth Vader. They're the Death Star. That's what they are. And then they're supposed to be Darth Vader, and they're supposed to, you know, do things on the dark side of the Force, you know. But what we're seeing now is that the good guys, you know, the Luke Skywalkers, you know, it's like as if they just sort of are disengaging and saying, okay, the Empire wins.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the worst part of it to me.
No, you know what the worst part of it is to me? The worst part of it to me is that you have a hell of a lot of people out there, independents, alienated Republicans, and Democrats, and I include myself in this. On one hand, you say to yourself, I got to hang in there. I got to keep trying. I got to do what I got to do. And on the other hand, you say to yourself, I just want to walk away, go live in Victorville, California, or Apple Valley, or Pueblo, Colorado, or someplace, and turn my back on the whole damn mess, because after all the money I gave and everything else and all the other stuff that I did, it doesn't amount to a hill of beans because nothing changes.
Yeah, that's right. I actually had that conversation with my wife. That's a very good point, is that the longest term impact, or one of the longest term impacts of all that's going on, and the insulation and the disconnect between public opinion and the government, the government's behavior, you're right, is the fact that the bigger, broader, long term message is being sent to an entire generation of people that they have no impact, that their voice does not matter. I mean, it's different than earlier generations where there were at least some shreds of proof that public pressure meant something. The worst legacy of this is to sow the seeds of a feeling of helplessness and powerlessness. And that's really going to be the Democrats, I blame them for this, right? They are sowing the seeds of demoralizing their own potential base.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. And I'll tell you something. Where is Hillary Clinton? Where is Barack Obama, who I have so far supported? Where is Where are all these people? I mean, Edwards spoke out, but where, and Dodd said that he was disappointed and was going to vote no, but where's everybody else?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. Clinton and Obama refused to comment on it.
You know what, and I think that's criminal, and I've had it with Barack Obama over that. I'm going to tell you that right now. Either he comments and says something or ponies something up or screw him. I hate to use that rough language.
I'll one-up you, Jay. You know, I'm glad that Chris Dodd said, you know, came out against it and Russ Feingold against it. I mean, that's great.
And John Edwards?
And John Edwards. But I'm talking about the people who are in there right now. And John Edwards has been fantastic. But to the people who are in there, okay, I'm glad you're out there saying, you know, Dodd and Feingold are better than Clinton and Obama because at least they came out and said we're going to vote against this, okay? But at the end of the day, what we all have to watch is not the words. Do not watch the words. And don't even watch, especially in the Senate, don't even watch the votes. You watch to see if those senators use the ultimate power that they have. They have two powers in the Senate that the House does not have. They can filibuster, and they can put holds on other bills. Everybody in Washington knows that the power of a senator is to gum up the entire works. 1, 2, 5 senators can grind the entire Congress to a halt. So I'm going to be watching in the next couple of weeks or the next couple of days to see if the people who are out there in the Senate who are saying that they're against this war, whether they're really going to go all the way to the wall.
And if they don't, where do we go?
Well, if they don't, that'll be the ultimate form of demoralization. I mean, I think, you know, I'm an eternal optimist, and as I said to my wife often, I'm an eternal optimist, which makes me perpetually disappointed.
Yeah, I'm exactly the opposite.
You're an eternal pessimist, who you get perpetually, somebody breaks your expectations.
Yeah, I'm always negative.
Yeah, because
I've seen this too many times before, and this is the first time in a long time since I've been at this radio station that I've really tried and really been involved with the Democratic Party and really tried, and I am so tired of all of it, and I'm tired of the Liebermans of the world, and I am tired of everything.
Yeah, I hear you, but I'll say this: if it goes the wrong way, all I can say is this. I mean, I am reporting a book right now specifically about sort of what's going on and the pressures and tensions. You know, I think we're at a breaking point. I really do, and I think it's not a good thing. I wish we weren't here, but I think that in American history, progress typically has only come out of situations like this, where there is just this enormous pressure up against an establishment, and something cracks. I don't know what it's going to be. Okay, I really don't, but I really do believe in traveling around the country that there is such intense anger out there at what is going on in Iraq and the misbehavior of our government and the arrogance of our government that something is going to crack. I mean,
I hate to interrupt you, but Bush is holding a press conference in the Rose Garden. Here we go again. It's better to fight them there than here.
Of course.
When is this guy going to stop giving us these slogans and stop lying about this situation?
Well, you can't, again, I don't think you can rely on him. I think he's gone.
He needs Lexapro.
I mean, he is.
No, I don't care what anybody says. And a guy called me up earlier and said, oh, you know, that's childish to say that. And maybe it is childish to say it. The guy's mentally ill. The guy is freaking mentally ill.
Well, he's definitely in a deluded cloud.
You know what he is? He's like my parrot Bill. You know what my parrot Bill does? My double yell out on Amazon? Repeats the same phrases over and over again. Hi, how are you? Okay, that's what this guy does. The same phrases. What does he think? We're 3? Does he think we're 4? Oh, all right, I got to go. I got to go before I have a heart attack. I'm close to having one now. I am so sick of all of it. David, thank you, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thanks, Jay.
And you'll be here in 3 weeks? Oh, he's gone. Well, he's going to be here in 3 weeks. We'll be having him in here. We'll do the whole show together. Yep, there he is. George W. Bush. Well, Al-Qaeda's stronger now than ever. I don't fight him here. I don't fight him there. He's just like my parrot, Bill. Hello? Hello? How are you? I'm sorry, Bill. I don't mean to equate you to George W. Bush. You're a lot smarter.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Really, really hard. There's just not enough I can say about Rocky's Autos. They're good people, and they'll deal with you in an honest, passionate, open way. And that's what they're all about. Check out their inventory online at rockysautos.com or get out there and see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., which means they're open until 9 tonight. You get there a little bit late, a little close to 9. They'll stay after and take care of you, and you'll be fine. And so Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchette to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchette?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Bright light said it gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher.
I hear this music, and what I really want to do is I want to put a plastic bag over my head and twist it. Partly cloudy, high today 68.
I'm just a devil with love.
This is typical of the kind of email I get. This is from a guy by the name of David Bruce. Let him off the hook. He's talking about Salazar. Let him off the hook. You didn't do anything to put him on the hook. Why don't you just read his talking points next time? Come on, Jay. 70% of us want out. He is scared of. Is he scared of the right wing? Is he worried about not getting reelected? Quit defending the Republican light wimp. Congress has power. They are not serving under him. They are equals. Hey, Dave, you want to know something? Do me a favor, okay? stick your head up your you-know-what and walk to Nebraska. How about that, pal? Because you know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to yell at him. This doesn't do any good. And I can't force him to change his vote. And all I can do is ask him in a respectful way how he feels. And you don't like it, Dave? Then tell you what. Go to another radio station. I'm counting down the days when my job ends here. I'm sick of people like you, and I'm sick of the rest of you. How about that? I'm sick of the entire situation. Here's one from James. Get your own radio show if you don't like it. Petulance doesn't suit you, Jay. We're talking about corpses here. Of course we're angry. I hope you're learning from Sirota. I noticed that Salazar pulled the same, this isn't a blank check, as during the interview. You know what, James? Same thing with you, pal. Beat your head against your dashboard till you pass out. You frickin' creep. I'm not going to yell at him. I don't agree with him. There's no way I agree with him. I've made that clear over and over and over and over and over and over again. And I don't know what else to say. Yes, I do. I know exactly what to say. Bye-bye, Colorado. How about that? You can go back to the Mike and Mike or the Rick and Dork show or whatever the hell they had on here before. All right, Gina. Are you there?
I am.
Well, we played Elvis all day today.
Come on, let's have some fun. Let's talk about Viva Las Vegas.
Play more Elvis?
Mary saw
Elvis in Las Vegas.
I would have loved to. I never did have that opportunity, but what an event, I'm sure it was.
Oh, here's a guy who once asked me this question. Why do you need to show Salazar any respect? Hold on, Gina. Hold on. Keith, you want to ask me why I need to show Salazar respect? Because he's a senator, elected official.
Okay.
And you don't get anything out of anybody by bullying them or insisting that and beating them up because you don't agree with them. All you will get is a dial tone, and they will never come back on again. And I can't change what he thinks.
The irony of it all. You got 1 second, Jay? Do you have a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
Last week you had a guy on the air that you disagreed with. You said you'd like to pound his freaking head on his dashboard till he passed out. Wait a minute. Let's just stop for 1 second. I honestly didn't think that you might even be on the next day. I thought maybe management over there might think, God, this guy's finally flipped, you know. But you were back. And by the way, I am very happy that you are because I'm a frequent listener. But I see no reason to treat that man with respect. We have two senators in this state, Salazar and Allard. And they're both freaking, they are absolutely the worst representation that we could ever ask for. When Ken Salazar was chief law enforcement officer of the state of Colorado as attorney general, a few million illegals passed through the state. Many of them stayed here. Now, I would say that in itself makes him totally unfit for any public service.
Okay, but.
But what?
But this, did he get elected, yes or no?
Not by me.
Well, that's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking you that when people went to the polls, did they elect him, yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
and that means
now,
what?
Excuse me, I'm not done yet. Had I yelled at him, had I got upset with him, what would have come out of that, Keith?
Justice.
All right, Justice, you're hallucinating. Go ahead and give the traffic, Gina. Screw him.
Oh, hey. Come on, lighten up. Hello? Jay? Okay, if you're going to be that way, we'll do traffic. Southbound I-25 still a little sluggish between I-76 and Spear if you're trying to get into the downtown area. Had that big mess southbound I-25 near Larkspur. They finally cleared it. Slow speeds, though. Traffic was still pretty stacked up there. It's been stacked up there for the morning. Westbound I-70 have earlier heavier traffic from an earlier wreck between Chambers and Havana. And other than that, we're looking pretty good, much better right now around the metro area. Weather today, partly cloudy and warmer with a high of 67. Tonight you can expect a few clouds, breezy, low of 43, and currently fair and 53. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Support for AM 760 comes from the locally owned DVD Stop in Lakewood.
Deep snow, number one rated bumps, and North America's highest six-pack lift. It's Winter Park and Mary Jane.
What you doing? Watching Mr. Miller. He's on his computer. See him through the window? Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. He's looking at leafguard.com.
That's the gutter that never clogs. It's ruined all our squirrely fun and backed up gutters and kept all those humans off their ladder.
Quick, distract him. I've got an idea.
What are you doing? No, not that wire.
Eliminate your squirrely rain gutter problems. Call LeafGuard for a free estimate today and ask about their $400 off radio discount. 303-289-1409. 303-289-1409.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Mall Mart, the musical. Join Curious Theater Company for a musical so big and full of fun it could only be Mall Mart, the musical. That's right, Mall Mart, the musical, a new musical comedy that breaks out of the big box, always. Now playing Curious Theater Company's world premiere of Mall Mart, the musical. Half price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. That's curioustheater.org/radio. Always hitting high notes.
Research shows sleep deprivation can cause hallucinations, but you're not imagining things when we say the mattress sale is going on now at Sears. Get 50% off Sealy, Serta, and Searsopedic mattresses, plus 10% off all brands. Even free delivery after mail-in rebate on mattress purchases over $4.99. The Sears mattress sale is not a hallucination. That big purple gopher sitting next to you is. Excludes Stearns and Foster clearance, closeout outlet stores, and crib mattresses. Free standard delivery. Outside local delivery area, customer pays an additional charge. Rebate values, local areas, and additional charges vary. Maximum rebate value, $65. Sale and offer ends 6/07.
Get our new brake pads installed.
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brake?
Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
The heat is on. Jack with Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling here, reminding you that the spring specials are just about over on America Standard air conditioning systems. Now's the time to call for savings on high-efficient, energy-saving American Standard comfort system. Call now before the savings are gone. Call Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Colorado Radiance Corporation provide your total carbon solution with custom comfort solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Radiance can show you how to offset your investment with your monthly energy savings. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Big Boss Man.
Can't you hear me? Suffer through this for another 20, so maybe that's why I'm in a bad mood. 9:39, 39 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk, partly cloudy. High today, 68. Here's an email from James. Jay, buddy, you misunderstand. I'm not yelling at you. I'm so pissed off at Salazar. I just do indeed feel like bashing my brains out against my dashboard. The difference is that you have a voice. Me, hell, I'm not a body. This I fully understand. You man, you can talk to the guy. Tell him what people have been telling you, man. Tell him, relax, buddy, seriously. James, you know what? I asked him, if you go back and listen to that interview, I asked him, I said, I wish you wouldn't vote that way. That's all I can do. I can't do anymore. But how about this? I find this real interesting. How come nobody sent an email here and said, you know something? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call his office. I'm going to email him. And you know what? Maybe I'll run against him in a primary when he runs again. It's not up to me to do that. It's not up to me to carry water for you. It's not up to me to speak for you. It's up to you to speak for yourself. You got to do some of it. I'm as disappointed and as upset and feel as alienated as you do, James. I really do. But I'm not responsible for everything under the sun, nor am I responsible for Ken Salazar. And I do treat him with respect. And I treat him with respect because you won't get anything any other way. You can't get him to bend unless you try to reason with him. And maybe in the end of all of this, he'll have to buy me a steak dinner, which he clearly didn't want to do. He clearly did not want to enter into that agreement. And then maybe I'd sit across the table from him and say, well, look, you know, I told you so. But going crazy is not going to help. Yelling at him is not going to help. And you won't get him to do anything. I'm as frustrated as you are. I'm frustrated with all of it. You know, I'm frustrated with it from A to Z. Every bit of it. Every bit of it. And I wish I had an answer. And it's even like the last guy that called. I mean, you're not going to get justice out of going after him. Here's BJ who sends in an email. Listen to this. All right, now this one makes sense. Check this out. And then, James, not that yours didn't. Okay, but tell all these people who aren't smart enough to figure it out on their own, email Salazar. You know, that's right. See, if you email and call, no matter what they say, they have to keep track of that. And if enough of us did it, and there was enough pressure put, he'd get the message. And BJ says, that's what I did. Also, how about some Sam Cooke? Okay, we got enough Sam Cooke. BJ, we're doing it for you. I mean, I'm as frustrated as you guys are. And I don't know what to do about it. I don't think third parties work. All I know how to do is try to hang in there. That's all we can do. Let me read one more and then I'll take some calls. Here's MD. Jay, most of us understand that as much as we'd all like to pound Ken Salazar's forehead on his dashboard until he got it, that if you told him that we would never hear his voice on your show again, if we wish to show our displeasure at his spinelessness, we need to call or write his office, not expect you to do the job for us. An avalanche of constituent correspondence will carry much more weight than you going off on him and threatening progressive access to politicians. Thanks, MD. See, and MD's got it right. That's the only way you're going to do it. I can't do it for you. I'm not equipped to do it for you. That's not my job. And I try not to get upset at people who call, like Keith, who just called. I try as hard as I can not to get upset. And I think I do a pretty damn good job of sitting on my temper most of the time. But if there's one thing I get from this audience a lot, and I get it a lot, is you know what I get? I get a lot of complaints and I don't get any solutions. Out of every 10 emails I get, 3 of you say, well, why don't you try this? Or what about this idea? Most people just complain. John in Boulder. John, you're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay. So how you doing? You calm down yet? Jay?
Yeah, hello? I've calmed down. I cease to care anymore.
Okay.
How about
okay.
that?
Well, I just wanted to call in. Obviously, the people who are most upset and obviously most emotional can actually get called to, you know, to do something. Ooh, as you know, some of your last emails you read have said, they actually take the big action of calling to complain to you, when clearly if they want to do something, they should be calling, you know, the senator's office, and calling every day, call multiple times a day, you know. There's nothing wrong with that. And anyway, I just wanted to, you know, to call to support you and say that you're absolutely right. Yelling at Senator Salazar on the phone is not only is going to do nothing, as your last emailer said, it's going to hurt because he's not going to want to come back on the show.
No, he won't come back, and I don't blame him.
Right. And we've had we've had lots of I help run the blog Square State. We've talked a number of times before.
Oh,
we've had plenty.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is like, you know what? Give that website out. It's one of the best websites on the Internet.
Well, thanks very much. It's, yeah, it's the Colorado political blog, I like to say.
It is.
Thanks. It's squarestate.net. We hope to expand to .com soon, but somebody else owns that URL. But, yeah, it's squarestate.net again. And we try to cover, you know, all liberal Colorado progressive politics, liberal progressive, whatever you want to say. I think they're basically the same word, and we can argue about that. But anyway, you know, we've had arguments so many times back and forth about the votes that Senator Salazar has had. And at the end of the day, we get to the discussion that a few of us points that we make. That is, Salazar never ran. He never said that he's a liberal. He always ran as a moderate. And all the people, and that's exactly what he's doing. Now, we can argue that what should a moderate Democrat do on this particular issue where it's so clear that we need to get out of Iraq. We shouldn't have been there in the first place, but the main point is that it's lost. And the Republicans don't want to admit it because they don't want to be seen as losing a war. Oh, my gosh, it might be like Vietnam again. It is Vietnam again. Anyway, he's a moderate. He ran as a moderate. That's who he is, and it really seems like the people who complain the most about a lot of Salazar's votes, and I'm not defending Salazar's potential upcoming vote on this. I wish he would vote against it as well. But the point is that the people who are complaining about him likely wanted to see Mike Miles win the primary, but the main point of that is Mike Miles raised so little money, there was very, very little chance that Mike Miles would have beaten Pete Coors, and we would have had Pete Coors as a senator if Miles won that primary. And wouldn't that be far, far, far worse?
See, I've tried to make that argument until I'm blue in the face, and you can't.
Yeah.
You can't. There's a segment of people who listen to this radio station. You can't get that to them. You couldn't deliver it to their door with a hot pizza. They wouldn't
sure.
get it.
Absolutely. And what I think what we're talking about is idealism versus, well, and this is going to sound like idealism versus reality. Democracy is discussion and dialogue and compromise. You don't get anything done if the other side, you know, doesn't want it to happen. You have to get both sides or all sides, if we had more than two real parties, to come to the table and work together to make change in this country. And, you know, yes, I want to see Salazar vote against this bill, but it's not going to happen.
All right. Two things.
Sure.
One, I need you to send me an email off the air.
I will.
Two, your website is like one of the best in this state. So,
thank you.
So plug it again.
It's squarestate.net, squarestate, yes.net. Yes, technically Colorado is not a square state. We had lots of talks about that, but, you know, rectangular state just wasn't going to work, or looks like Wyoming to the south.net wasn't going to work, so it became squarestate.net.
Well, I'm just thrilled that you called in. I really am, and I don't post there much anymore, but I read voraciously, and
I'm glad to hear that.
It's just a wonderful website. John, thank you. Email me off the air. I want to talk to you.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. See you. 950. Have you ever heard of Joyce Jefferson? Oh, you haven't? Well, that's Thomas Jefferson's great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaughter. That's right. That's true. And we got her here to do traffic. Joyce.
Thanks, Jay. You know, it was a busy morning around the metro area, but things have started to calm down. We're still seeing some slowing southbound I-25 approaching Spear and southbound I-25 in the Larkspur area as crews there continue to clean up after this morning's semi-truck accident. Northbound traffic moving pretty well on I-25 through the Tech Center in Denver, and I-70 also looking good across both sides of town. Today's forecast, mostly sunny skies, a high of 68. Currently, it's 49 degrees. I'm Joyce Jefferson on AM 760 Progressive. Of talk.
Charge into summer at Canyon Casino and you could win a 2007 Dodge Charger. Earn entry tickets daily and increase your chances of winning.
Cursing at your cursor, plagued by villainous viruses? Then let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides friendly, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support by phone or in person, hardware or software. No task is too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-322-1883. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD, only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-322-1883. 1-800-322-1883. 1-800-322-1883.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-796-9941. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-796-9941. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-796-9941. That's 1-800-796-9941.
Dr. Scholes, are you gelling?
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, man, relief. The Stones. Play this all the way up to the top of the hour. All right, 9:54, 54 minutes after the hour. Partly cloudy. High today, 68. Coming up at 10 o'clock, Tom Hartman. He doesn't yell. He's the adult, and that's why we have him where he is. He's nationally syndicated. He's not like me. I'm only on one radio station. I suck. Okay, let's go to where are we going to? Who's Jerry in Brighton who's been hanging on? Jerry, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Again, first off, for all those people sniveling about Salazar, tours would really suck. And two, Reed's number, 202-224-3542. Call him up and complain. Pelosi's number, 202-225-4965. Call her up and complain. I've been on the phone with these people all morning with just about everybody I can get hold of, Perlmutter and the rest of them. Call them up. Complain. Don't sit there and whine because you didn't ask a certain question. Call these people up and tell them you're pissed.
Yeah, I agree. You know what? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go work out, and then I'm going to sit down this afternoon at my computer, and I am going to send out a slew, and I'm talking about a bucket dump truck full of emails to all these folks, and then I'm going to turn around And on Friday, I'm going to turn around. I'm going to follow it all up with phone calls.
That's what you got to do. That's the only thing you can do. Call, call, call. Now, next, tomorrow or Memorial Day is coming up. Tomorrow is the last day before. This is just an idea. Entertain for people, because I'll call up. I've got a few. You know, you always call it if you're a liberal, you'd hate America and whatnot like that, all the other crap that comes out. But let people call up and talk about some of the relatives they have that are passed away or some that are still living that served in wars to fight for this country. And just say a little bit about it. You know, let them talk a little bit about it and stuff like that with Memorial Day and all.
All right, man, if I get a chance, I will definitely, definitely do it. Tomorrow's show looks pretty full, but if I get a chance, I'll definitely get it on. Thank you, Jerry.
Okay. Yep, and bye.
Steve, Sedalia, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Jay, good morning. It's Steve and Sedalia.
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, listen, you know, this whole, these people calling and telling you you should, you know, tear Salazar's head off, and it's ridiculous. And for every reason you said, what I did and what they should do, as the last caller said, is call their office and complain. Now, when I called yesterday, and Perlmutter and Salazar, I wanted to scream and yell and holler and cuss, but what good would it do? They just hang up on me. I can't get my point across if I do that. And they're just going to go, idiot, and hang up. So, you know, you're right on the money. Don't let these guys get under your skin, you know, because how many times do each of us who are, you know, that work have a boss that make a decision that we don't care for? Do we go in and you know, scream and cuss at him and call him idiot and whatever? No. I mean, that's just the way it is. So, you know.
Well, you got to do what you can do. You got to try to do what you can do. That's all you can do. And you can't depend on others. You got to do it yourself. And I like Ken Salazar as a person. Do I agree with him? No. Do I agree with everything he does? No.
Right.
Sometimes he has made me happy. Sometimes he has made me sad. I will point this out to you. Okay. I was not here when he was elected. I was in Illinois, and we elected Barack Obama.
I was right there with you.
Okay. So, you know, those folks who voted for him and those folks that are into that, they can't hold me responsible, and stop trying to get me to do the work for you. Do
That's
it your
right.
damn self.
And the only thing, and I made this point to John, and I know we're short, so I'll get off of here. We can't really make change at the federal level. We have to start at the local level, and we have to start pushing for campaign finance, you know, public funding of finance, and term limits. You get those two things, and politics, as we know it today.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
Free, now through Monday.